Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Krishna, శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ అభయ చరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత గోస్వామి మహర్షిల ప్రభుపాదికి జయం నితిలా ప్రవిష్టోం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరిప్రజగాచార్య అష్టోత్తరశత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ భక్త సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి మహర్షిల ప్రభుపాదికి అనంద కోడి వైష్ణవ బృందకి నామాచార్య శిల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి ప్రేమ సహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోవిందనాథ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండగిరి గోవర్ధానికి బృందావన్ ధామ్కి మాయపూర్ ధామ్కి మధురపురి ధామ్కి జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ్కి ద్వారకాపురి ధామ్కి లింగమాయికి యమునమాయికి తులసీదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సమవేద భక్త బృందకి గౌర్ ప్రేమనంది. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరంగ. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద. మహాం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతలే. భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిని నామిని నమస్తే సరస్వదేవం గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణి. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. సంసార సాగరే మగ్నం దీనం మాం కరుణానిధే కర్మగ్రాహ్య గృహీతాంగం మాముద్ధర భవార్ణవాల్. శ్రీమల్ భాగవదాఖ్యోయం ప్రత్యక్ష కృష్ణమేవ హి స్వీకృతోసి మయా నాథ ముక్త్యర్థం భవ సాగరే. మనోరథే మదీయోయం సఫలా సర్వదా త్వయా నిర్విఘ్నేనైవ కర్తవ్యం దాసోహం తవ కేశవ. భవే భవే యథా భక్తి పాదయోస్తవ జాయతే తథా కురుష్వ దేవేశ నాథస్త్వం నో యద ప్రభో. నామ సంకీర్తనం యస్య సర్వభావ ప్రణాశనం ప్రణామో దుఃఖశమనం తం నమామి హరిం పరం. జన్మాద్యస్య యతోన్వయాదితరతశ్చార్థేష్వభిజ్ఞస్వరాల్ తేనే బ్రహ్మ హృద య ఆదిగవయే ముహ్యందియల్ సూరయం. తేజో వారిమృదం యథా వినిమయో యత్ర త్రిసర్గో మృషా ధామ్నా స్వేన సదా నిరస్తకుహకం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి. ధర్మ ప్రోజ్జిత కైదవోత్ర వరమో నిర్మత్సరాణాం సతాం వేద్యం వాస్తవం అత్ర వస్తు శివదం తావత్రయోన్మూలనం. శ్రీమల్భాగవదే మహాముని కృతే కిం వా పరై ఈశ్వర సద్యో హృద్ అవరుధ్యదే త్రగృదిభి శుశ్రూషుభి తల్క్షణాల్. నిగమ కల్పదరోర్గలిదం ఫలం శుగముఖాదమృత ద్రవ సంయుదం పిబదా భాగవదం రసమాలయం ముహురహోరసికా భువి భావుకాః. సచ్చిదానందరూపాయ విశ్వోల్పత్యాది హేతవే తావత్రయ వినాశాయ శ్రీకృష్ణాయ వయం నుమః. యం ప్రవ్రజందం అనుభేదం అభేదకృత్యం ద్వైపాయనో విరహకాదరమాజ్జుహావ పుత్రేది తన్మయతయా తరవోభినేదు తం సర్వభూతహృదయం మునిం ఆనదోస్మి. యస్వానుభావం అఖిలశ్రుతిసారమేకం అధ్యాత్మదీపం అతిథితీర్షదాం తమోంధం. సంసారిణాం కరుణయాః పురాణగుహ్యం తం వ్యాససూనిం ఉపయామి గురుం మునీనాం. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతిం వ్యాసం తదో జయముదీరయల్. కమనీయ కిశోరముగ్ధమూర్తే కలవేణు కొణిదాదృదానందో మమ వాజి విజృంభదా మురారే మధురిం న కణికాపి కాపి కాపి. నమ ఓం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇతి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యాదేశతారిణే. శ్రీమల్ గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. వందే నందవ్రజ స్త్రీణాం పాదరేణుమభీష్ణశ యాసాం హరికథోద్గీతం పునాది భువనత్రయం గోపీచరణారవింద పరమానవే నమ. పీతాంబరం కరవిరాజిత చక్రశంఖం కౌముదగీ సరసిజం కరుణాసముద్రం రాధాసహాయం అతిసుందరమందహాసం వాతాళయేశమనిశం హృది భావయామి. కోమలం కూజయన్ వేణుం శ్యామలోయం కుమారకా వేదవేద్యపరం బ్రహ్మ భాసదాం పురదో మమ. మూకం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంఘయదే గిరిం యల్కృపాతమహం వందే పరమానందమాధవం. ఓం శ్రీకృష్ణాయ నమః, శ్రీమద్రాధికాయే నమః. సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద. We were talking last Sunday from the tenth canto, particularly the chapters referring to Krishna's rasa dance. As you all know, that these five chapters, known in the Srimad Bhagavatam as Rasa Panchadhyayi, or the five chapters related to rasa dance, are very, very important because of the potency of these chapters and the special benediction what Sukadeva Goswami has offered to these five chapters. Vikreditam Rajavadu Biridanja Vishnu Shradhvanidam. If one studies these chapters carefully and perform upasana means that one studies them and reflect on them seriously. Bhaktim Varam Bhagavadim Pradilabhya Kamam. Bhaktim Varam Bhagavadim Pradilabhya, that one will become a pure devotee of Krishna. This is the benefit of these chapters. They have been given this special mercy by Sukadeva Goswami, that if you study these chapters seriously and daily recite them and reflect on them with the intention of understanding it, and that will develop devotion in the heart. Bhaktim param bhagavadim pradilabhya kamam hridrogamashu avahinodi ajrena dhiraham. In addition to that, it is also another important thing that there is a thing known as hridrogam. Hridrogam means, generally it means heart attack. Normally, but this is not that heart attack that he is talking about. Any problem related to the heart, that is known as hridrogam. Hridrogamashu abahinoti ajirena dhiraham. That one will be able to come out of, there is another illness of the heart, which is the lusty desires. So one who wants to free oneself from this lusty desires, or who wants to get themselves free from the influence of lust, they should study these five chapters very seriously, and also daily if one recites them or executes upasana of these chapters, that will help them to advance in the prapta spiritual life. So this is a special benediction Sudev Goswami has given to this, which you can see at the end of these five chapters. Vikreditam Rajavadu Biridanja Vishnu Shradhvanidam. Shradhvanidam, but very seriously one has to do that. Only then that results will come. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when you study these chapters, naturally we are referring to come to this point before coming to this rasa dance. In the ordinary mundane world, normal people will refer to as rasa krida or rasa dance in English. But rasa krida is what we generally refer to. But the advanced devotees and advanced advanced spiritualists, they call this as the is a rasa yajnam. Yajnam means it's a sacrifice actually. What kind of sacrifice is that? Because it's not an ordinary sacrifice. Generally, when you want to worship Krishna, normally you offer flowers, fruits, and incense, and camphor, and so many ghee lamps, and so many things, as per the normal system of worship. But here, there's a different process of worship which the gopis have used. In other words, many great acharyas refers to this as the offering of the self, of the soul, to the super soul. In other words, offering the jivatma to the paramatma. That is what this rasa yajnam is all about. That is why it is very special significance. This is the proper worship of Krishna. Offering oneself, one's own soul to worship Krishna. That is the perfection of the spiritual life. And that's what the gopis have done. And because they have done this, this is the highest worship of Krishna. The way the gopis offered themselves, surrendering to, giving up all other material attachments, and totally taking complete shelter of Krishna, even after Krishna has rejected them, they still was hankering for association with Krishna. In other words, offering their own soul or jivatma to serve Krishna, Paramatma, the Supreme Soul, Super Soul, this is the greatest sacrifice. Therefore, it is also referred to as Rasa Yajnam, or the another one of the greatest Vedic sacrifices, where it is not the flowers or the incense that's offered to worship the Lord, but rather oneself, one's own soul, which is most dear to everybody. Offering the same to Krishna, that is the perfection of the spiritual life, and that's what the gopis have attained. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will notice that if you start from the first canto itself, you will notice there are different grades of devotees and grades of speakers as well in the Bhagavatam. The first canto itself, therefore, if you read through, you will notice there that as you progress from the first chapter to the 18th or the 19th chapter, there is three sets of speakers and listeners coming one after the other. The first time it begins with the lowest of the three speakers, namely the Sudha Goswami is speaking, and Shaunak Rishi and the sages in Naimisharanyam are listening to that. That is why the first three or four chapters, it is they who are actually discussing there. And then as you move on further, you will find Vedavyasa Maharshi and Narada Muni coming there. Vyasa Narada Samvadam, or the Vedavyasa Maharshi is listening and Sri Narada Maharshi is speaking, who are little bit more advanced than Sudha Goswami and Shaunak Rishi. So according to the caliber of the speaker and as well as the listener, the Bhagavadam also progresses in the same way. And later on, in the end of first chapter, you will notice that the greatest of all the Srimad Bhagavatam speakers, Sri Sukadeva Goswami, comes and is speaking to the greatest of all the listeners, Parishad Maharaj. So Parishad is listening and Sukadeva Goswami is speaking. And in the first instance, it begins with Sudha Goswami speaking and Shaunak Rishi and other sages listening to that. And then they move on to Vedavyasa Maharshi listening and Sri Narada Maharshi speaking. And later on, you will see Parishad Maharaj listening and also the Sukadeva Goswami speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. So what we have to remember here is that after committing this offense to the sage Shamika, Parishad Maharaj wanted to give up his body. So with the view of doing that, he decided to take to the process of what is known as the prayopavesham, or to give up one's own body without eating or sleeping, to lie down in one place and leave the body. And knowing very well that this was Parishad's plan, Krishna has decided to set a scene suitable for that. Accordingly, prompted by Krishna, all the great sages also assemble there. And when all the great sages have assembled, along with Parikshit, Krishna arranged to send Sudeva Goswami there to speak Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit, to King Parikshit. So when Sudeva Goswami arrived on the scene to speak Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit and so many other great personalities were present there, Sudeva Goswami was aware that Parikshit Maharaj had only 7 days' time left. So in that 7 days time, he wanted to say to Parikshit that I will talk to you about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if you just hear that, I can guarantee you that at the end of the 7 days, you will go back to the spiritual world. Parikshit was very satisfied with that statement from Sukadeva Goswami. And accordingly, he started listening to Sukadeva Goswami, Srimad Bhagavatam. This is where the Bhagavatam begins. And in due course, at different cantos, Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami has step by step described different incarnations of Krishna. Different incarnations of Krishna were discussed in due course, and ultimately Sukadeva Goswami arrived at Krishna's appearance and Krishna's pastimes in the 10th canto. So when he arrived in 10th canto, in the Sukadeva Goswami wanted to talked about the various childhood pastimes of Krishna. And then when Krishna has come to the Kaishora stage, this important pastime of rasa dance was performed. So by now Parikshit has heard all major incarnations of Krishna, and also Parikshit has heard about the childhood pastimes of Krishna, and now he wanted to hear this most important pastime of rasa dance, why Krishna performed this. And to understand this rasa dance in detail, Parikshit Maharaj very patiently hearing everything from Sukadeva Goswami. That is where we were discussing last Sunday. So Parikshit Maharaj had different questions to ask about Sukadeva Goswami, but knowing very well, many Bhagavatam scholars have analyzed this rasa dance to such depth that they have why Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, engaged himself in sporting with the lovely gopis of Vrindavanam. Because according to the moral principles of this world, many people question all these things. But in order to understand this and to understand the activities of Krishna, devotees and the acharyas and the scholars of Srimad Bhagavatam, they have spent their considerable amount of time and energy in analyzing these pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavanam. And therefore, you will notice there, they have time and again tried to point it out to us also, that while hearing these pastimes of Krishna, one should have completely a different understanding of the position of Krishna. Who is Krishna and who are the gopis and who are we? All this understanding has to be very clear in our head. Otherwise, we may tend to get misled by the conclusions of our mind. So, just like when the when the gopis clothes were stolen by Krishna, as we discussed before, it was then that one day that gopis performed the Kartyayani Vratam, or to perform this special penance to please goddess Kartyayani, which they did for a month. And at the end of that, Krishna came on request from Kartyayani Devi. She told Krishna that these gopis are praying to have Kartyayani Mahavaye Mahayogini Adhishwari Nandagopasudam Devi Patime Kurudenavam. That their only desire was to have Krishna as their husband, and because of that they performed these austerities. And at the end of that, Kartyayani Devi requested Krishna that these gopis are praying like this, and Krishna decided to deal with it directly. So it was then that Krishna came there, and Krishna took all the clothes of the gopis and went on to the top of the tree, and sitting there, Krishna started playing the flute. And as you know very well, that what happened afterwards was that the gopis requested for the clothes, and Krishna asked them to pay their obeisances to him before they can have the clothes back. And these activities, in the mundane point of view, we may think that they are that childish pastimes of Krishna. But actually, trying to understand this from the viewpoint of the devotees of Srimad Bhagavatam, they have analyzed and understood that Krishna is not controlled by the rules which is related to us. For example, the attraction for male and female, which is in this material world, which is a perverted form of the relationship in the spiritual world, that relationship doesn't apply to Krishna. Krishna is neither male nor female. You have to remember that, because he is not in the bodily concept of life.
Only when you are in the bodily concept of life, all these things matters. And not only that, the identification with the body as male and female doesn't exist for Krishna, because as far as Krishna is concerned, the bodily identification doesn't exist, nor the subtle body or the gross body is similar to ours. Our gross body and our subtle body identifies ourselves with us in a particular way, and we get conditioned by those thoughts. Whereas in Krishna's case, it is totally different. Because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we should not try to impose our conditions on Krishna and to think that Krishna is also affected by the emotions and feelings like we do, in the same way as the relationship with the gopis and Krishna. So because Krishna is transcendental to the bodily concept of life, Krishna is beyond the bodily understanding or bodily identification, all the activities of Krishna in relationship with the gopis are also transcendental. It does not have an impact on Krishna in any way, and it should not be misjudged in that way. Secondly, if you go further from there, later on, you will see there, last Sunday we were reading that when Krishna started to perform the rasa dance, and when he started playing the flute, and the gopis started coming from Vrindavanam to meet Krishna in the forest to sport with him, at that time many gopis were not able to go for the rasa dance. They were either prevented from going by their husbands, or some of them could not make it to go and see Krishna. And many of them have given up their bodies as well at that time in that process. So due to their special position as transcendentally situated, both gopis and Krishna, Krishna has caused so many, they had different obstacles in their approaching Krishna. And you can also see by these pastimes, some of the things that are shown there is that when the gopis wanted to go and see Krishna, there were so many problems they had to face through. And this is true with every living entity in this world. Even when you want to go back home, back to Krishna, to the spiritual world, even if you have so much desire in your heart, still, unless and until Krishna removes those obstacles from your way, it will become very, very difficult. Without Krishna's approval, it is not possible to get through those problems. And when Krishna gives the opportunity, Krishna decides that someone may be given the freedom to come back to the spiritual world, then nothing can stop him also. That is how the spiritual life goes on in this world. If a living entity simply by his own determination cannot go back to the spiritual world, he is actually due to various reasons. When Krishna decides that somebody can come back to the spiritual world, then at that time all obstacles, like in the case of many of the gopis, everything was removed. And when Krishna decided that, when Krishna wants that these obstacles should stay in one's life, for whatever reason it may be, that then the devotee may not have the freedom to go back to Krishna. He will be stopped from doing that because of the situation with the due to different prarabdha karma or whatever that has been following him in his life. So all these different activities of Krishna and the gopis point out to us some important things to understand. That sometimes we think that Krishna consciousness, if one by own effort, one will make it. That is not true. One's effort is necessary, but at the same time, it is ultimately Krishna's causeless mercy that makes the path easier for advancing on the spiritual life. So this one important thing is mentioned in these pastimes of the gopis. And even after, you will notice also something else, that even after the gopis have given up everything, all their attachments to this world, all their connections with this world, that is what they have done. Because gopis had Almagarani Sasmarum. Gopis are saying there, Tadgunananyagayandyo Almagarani Sasmarum. Tadgunananyagayandyo Almagarani Sasmarum. When Krishna abandoned them and gone away, gopis never criticized Krishna. They will be still glorified Krishna. So you can see how they had no bitterness in their heart. Tadgunanyagayando Atma Garani Sasmarum. And although Krishna abandoned them and went away, gopis never decided to go back home, to their own home. They never thought about going back. This was the clear indication that they have already reached that stage where they have completely cut off their connections with this world. To such an extent that they have surrendered to Krishna. And Krishna's policy is also like that. If you surrender like that, Krishna accepts you in the same way. That is why in the Bhagavad Gita also says, Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam rajam. Then if you surrender in that way, this is Krishna's policy, that according to the degree of surrender, yeyadhamam pravadhyande tam stathaiva vajamyaham mama varmanu vartande manushya partha sarvasham. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has made certain statements about it, that what is expected from a conditioned soul. So what pleases Krishna is that kind of surrender, like the gopis have done. So when one comes to that degree of surrender, Krishna is willing to accept him totally. Otherwise, according to the degree of surrender, Krishna will accept the devotee also in the same way. This is another important point to remember, that gopis have given up. Tadguna ananyagayendo atmagarani sasmarum. That they have forgotten their family, relations, children, husbands, all those connections they have given up in 1 second to see, to come to Krishna. Atmagarani sasmarum. That because they have done that, they have actually come to that platform, what Krishna says, Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja. That degree of surrender they have shown. In spite of that, Krishna still tested them after that. So from this you can see that you shouldn't complain about Krishna at any time. It's only because we haven't reached that stage of surrender that is where the problem is coming from. The Krishna's case, Krishna expects a much higher degree of surrender from us. Otherwise, according to the degree of surrender, Krishna also responds in the same way. And at the last minute, after everything was offered, when the gopis have come to Vrindavanam to dance with Krishna, giving up all their connections, Krishna even tested them on the moral side by raising all kinds of questions to them, by reminding them about the family, about their duty to the husband, duty to the children, duty to the grandparents, this, that and the other, so many other responsibilities. Actually, by saying all this, Krishna was just finding out their surrender. In other words, how much gopis were still stuck with the morals of this world. So that, in other words, at that point, even the morals are not important. Even they are not anymore important factors. One has reached that level of Krishna consciousness, like the gopis have done. So the gopis have Gopis' life in this 5 chapters and their activities in these 5 chapters gives a good indication of the situation for every devotee to remember. This also points out another thing, that gopis have, in their process of searching for Krishna, they had to go through different situations. But you will never find that every time, you will always find that Krishna has always given them some hope of continuing their search. They never gave it up at the end and went back home to Vrindavanam. They never did that. All the time the search was going on, and at the same time when they were very disheartened and they felt very disappointed or not able to find Krishna, they sat together and glorified Krishna. That was the kind of consciousness they had. They never thought about going back home. In addition to this, to show that at no point a devotee, one has taken to Krishna consciousness, will ever be able to leave Krishna consciousness and go back to the ordinary material life. That is not possible, because the relationship is like that with Krishna. Krishna will always give some little indications, or some response will come from Krishna's side to the devotee also. And that will keep that devotee to continue his spiritual life in relationship with Krishna. So like this, in this Rasa Panchadhyayi, or in this Rasa Yajnam, it is called because In the Purusha Suktam prayers, if you look, there is a statement there. That you have to worship the Yajna. Yajna is Krishna himself by Yajna, by sacrifice. So that sacrifice is what's going on here. In this, Krishna is being worshipped by one's own self, by the soul. The Jivalma or the living entity is worshipping the Supreme Personality, Super Soul, by offering himself in his service. And that is what makes this very, very important chapters in the Bhagavatam. So we'll continue from where we stopped, which was in the chapter 30, I think. 30, yes. 10th canto, chapter 30 and verse 10. The gopis were searching for Krishna, who has disappeared from their middle, and they have been asking all the trees and the plants to see if they knew where Krishna has gone, but they couldn't get any answer from any of them. And eventually they have decided to ask the mother earth herself, because their calculations was Krishna has been walking on her chest, so she should know. Kim de kridim kshiditabo bada keshava angrim sparshol savol pulagidam guru hair vibhasi apyangri sambhava vikrama vikrama dvam aho varahavabusha parirambhaninam. How, what have you done to get this good fortune? They were asking the mother earth. Bhumi Devi, they were asked this question. Kim te kridim kshiditabo bada keshava angrim, that you were able to hold Krishna's lotus feet on your chest. What austerities have you performed to have this? Sparshol savol pulagida anguru hai ruvibhasim. That you are absolutely feeling the ecstasy of being touched by Krishna's lotus feet. We are sure about that. The gopis were saying this. Aphyangri sambhavam urukrama vikrama dvam. Or did this happen because of by Krishna's lotus feet touching your body, or due to the Vamana Murthy? When Vamana Murthy came here and he measured you with his feet, he walked around your chest. Is it because of that? Abhyangri sambhava urukrama vikrama advam aho varahavabusha parirambhaninam. Or is it because Varahamurthy, when he came here as Varahamurthy, Varahamurthy appeared in this world, and he carried Krishna, he carried Mother Earth on his tusk. And is it because of Varahamurthy's, Lord Varaha's appearance and embracing you, that you are feeling this ecstasy now? Seeing the, this is the question the gopis have raised to Mother Earth, Bhumi Devi. Apyenubatnubagada priyayeha yatrai stanvendrisham sakhi sunarumbradi machyudova kandanga sanga kujakungumaranjidaya kundasraja kulapade erihavadi gandham. Apyenubatnubagada priyayeha gatrai. Then asking some of the deer in the forest whether they have seen Krishna. Priyehagatrai stanvandrisham sakhisunirubhrati machyudo vam. That has Achyuda, Krishna has come this way, and who gives plenty of happiness to your eyes, because the deer in the forest were standing there and looking at Krishna's beauty. And because Krishna has given so much happiness to the deer, for them to see his beauty, that the gopis thought of asking the deer if they would answer them the question. Kand anga sanga kujakungumaranjinaya kundasraja kulabadeeri havadi gandham. The smell of the kumkumam was actually in the air, and also the garlands, that's also the smell of that was very much in the air. Bahum priyam so upadaya grihidavalmo ramanuja tulasi gali gulair madhande anyuyamanami havastareva pranamam kim vabhinandani charan pranayavalogehi. Hey, Bahum priyam so upadaya grihidavalmo. Krishna used to stand there with holding one lotus flower in the hand and keeping a hand on his shoulder of his Bahupriyam so ubhadaya grihidavalmo, that keeping the hand on one of the gopis, Krishna used to stand there with the lotus flower in the hand. Ramanuja tulasi gali gulair madandhaim. And because of the tulsi leaves on Krishna, on the Krishna's garland, plenty of bees used to come to smell the tulsi leaves on Krishna's garlands.
Anvayamanam iha vastarva pranamam kim va abhinandadi charan pranayavalogai.
That by observing that Krishna's loving glances and loving looks, were you not affected by that? Has he any time congratulated you for your activities?
Anvayamanam iha vastarva pranamam kim va abhinandadi charan pranayavalogai. Prachrade maladavahu apyashrishta vanaspade nunam dalkarajasprishta vibratil plaganyaho.
That now the gopis have started in a different way. They started asking the creepers, because you were touched by Krishna, by his Krishna's nails at any time, did you feel any kind of ecstasy from Krishna? And they started asking,
Prachadaimaladabahu apyashlishtavanaspade noonam talkarajasprishtam vibratyul pulakanyaho. Ityunmattavajo gopiyam Krishna anveshana kadara lila bhagavadastastal anujakrostadadmiyam.
Gopis were, you have seen in the so many verses before, that how they have continued their search for Krishna. And after this long search, they were feeling very tired because of they were not finding any success with that. And by ityunmattavacho gopya Krishna anveshana kadara lila bhagavadastastam anujakrus lila bhagavadastastam anujakrustadalmigam. Afterwards they thought, it is no point in inquiring about Krishna to anybody. You are not getting any answer from anywhere. Nobody was giving them any indication or any answer to their questions. So by now the gopis have become so much absorbed in these thoughts of Krishna and Krishna's different pastimes. So what did they do? They immediately started acting different pastimes themselves. How Krishna has performed those pastimes, they started performing them. This particular method of worshipping Krishna is only very few personalities have done this in this world. Particularly gopis have done that. And you will also find earlier in the third canto, another personality who did was Swayambhu Manu. He also used to perform every day. He used to act different pastimes of Krishna. Because as and when he was remembering different pastimes of Krishna, he was so much absorbed in that, that automatically, whether there was an audience to watch it or not, it didn't matter, that he was interested in performing the pastimes of Krishna, just like the gopis did. So what did the gopis do? They started remembering everything from the very beginning, how things have developed with Krishna. That from the appearance day onwards, how Krishna has attracted the gopis towards him by the pastime starting with Putana, and then Shakadasura, Trinavarta, and so on, so many others as well. So different gopis have taken up these different pastimes and they have started performing them.
Ityunmattavajo gopya Krishna anveshanaga adaraha lila bhagavadastastam anujakrustadalmiyaha kasyaschil pudanayandyam Krishna yandabibalstanam togayitvarugatanyam padahanchakadayadim.
That one gopi took away this activity of Putana. Just like Putana, she started showing her breast to another gopi, and the other gopi started drinking the milk from her breast. And exactly like a Putana's pastime, one gopi appeared like Krishna, and the other gopi has taken the position of Putana, and they were performing this pastime together.
Kasyaschil pudanayandyam Krishnayandyapi balsthanam togayitva rudatyanyam padahanchakatayadim.
At that time, daityayitva jaharanyam ega krishnarbhavanam ingayamasakapyangri karshandi khoshanisvaneihi. immediately another gopi, she immediately started acting like Tranavarta. How Tranavarta came, daityaitva jaharanyam ega krishnarbha bhavanam, and she took another gopi in her hand and started going along with her, thinking that she is Krishna, and the she is Tranavarta, and the other gopi was Krishna. So two gopis together started performing that pastime of Tranavarta being killed by Krishna. And daityaitvam jaharanyamegam krishnarbhavanam ringayamasa gapyangri karshandi ghoshanisvaneihi. And one place Krishna, another gopi was walking around on her knees and with the anklets making the sound as though Krishna was walking around on the floor. Krishna ramayade dvedu gobayandyascha kaschana valsayadim handi chanyam tatra ekadu bagayadim. Two gopis acted as though one is Krishna and one is Balaram. So they started acting like Krishna and Balaram together. Krishna ramayade dvedu gobayandyascha kaschana valsayadim handi chanyam tatra ekadu bagayadim. One gopi has started acting as though she is Valsasura, and another one has dressed like as acted as though she is Bagasura. Ahuya duragayadval krishnastamanugurvadim venum konandim kridandim anyasham sandisadvidim. Some gopis have started acting as though they are the cowherd boys, and some of them were acting as though they are the calves, and another gopi was started playing the flute and attracting the calves towards them. Venam konandim kridandim anyasham sandisadvidi. After hearing this, some other gopi said that it was very wonderful how they have played these pastimes of Krishna. Kasyam chil sabujamyasya chalandyahaya prananum krishnoham pashadagadim lalidamidi tanmanam. One gopi held onto the hand of another gopi and started saying that I am Krishna. And look at me, the way I am walking like Krishna. Krishnoham, she says. And her mind was so absorbed in Krishna. Krishnoham bashadagadim lalidamidi tanmanam. Ma bhaishtavada varshabhyam tatranam vihidam maya ityuktaigena hastena edandinidadayambaram. At that point, another gopi was saying that don't worry about anything. You don't have to frighten about the wind, the lightning, or the thunder, or the rain. She was acting as though she was protecting them like Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill and protected everybody. So that particular pastime was performed by another gopi. So, and she has lifted, that she started lifting her one hand in with the fist folded and started lifting as though she is lifting the Govardhan Hill. That was the way she performed that. Ayuhega padakramyam shirasya habaram nrava dushtahega cha jadoham khalanam anudandadrang. That one gopi started as though she was dancing on top of Kaliya, the serpent Kaliya, and started kicking with her feet. Dushtahega cha jadoham khalanam anudandadrang. And she started saying loudly in the air that you should leave this place immediately, otherwise I'll punish you heavily, like that, like Krishna has instructed Kaliya to leave to go to Ramanagadvip. Tatra ego vajahe goba davagnim bashyado elbanam chachusham shubidagdham bovithase chema manjasam. Another gopi started saying, a cowherd man, please look how I'm going to eat all this forest fire. And she was telling them to close the eyes so that she can eat the whole forest fire. She was in that mood of that particular pastime of Krishna. Chachushyashubhidadvambo vidhasye chema manjasam. I will bring happiness to you. And she started saying this loudly. Badhandeya sraja kaji tanvi tatra ulukhale bidha sudruk vidhayasyam bheje bhidi vidambanam. One gopi has become Krishna and another gopi has become Yashoda. And then they perform the pastime of Ulughala Vandanam or Damodara Leela. When this Gopi has tied the other Gopi, the mother Yashoda, the Gopi who has acted as mother Yashoda, tied the other Gopi who was acting as Krishna onto the mortar. And Bhida Surpithayasyam Veje Bhidividambanam. And that Gopi who has acted as Krishna has started displaying her fear like Krishna did to Mother Yashoda when the Damodara Leela happened. Evam Krishnam Prachamanam Vrindavana Ladas Tarun Vajakshadavano Deshe Padani Paramalmanam. Now when Evam Krishnam Prachamanam Vrindavana Ladas Tarun, like this they were inquiring about Krishna to Vrindavanam, all the plants and the trees and everything. Vajakshadavano Deshem. By now they have seen something very significant. What was that? Padani Paramalmanam. They have seen Krishna's lotus feet on the ground. This was the first time they got some indications that Krishna has gone that way. When Krishna disappeared from the middle of the gopis, the reason why Krishna disappeared, we mentioned that before. Then the reason was that in the last chapter, Almanam Meiresena Maninyobhyadigam Bhuvi. Although gopis have surrendered everything and come to Krishna with full surrender, at that point it appeared as though that they have accepted Sarvadharman Paritejya, that clause, that verse in the Bhagavad Gita. They have taken that, but in spite of that, Almanam Enirestrinam Maninyobhyadigam Bhuvi. They got this sudden feeling that we are the most beautiful women in this world, and therefore Krishna is attracted to us. As soon as these thoughts come, immediately Krishna realized that there is some pride in that gopi's heart. And that was the reason why Krishna decided to leave at that point. Almanam Enirestrinam Maninyobhyadigam Bhuvi. And it was then that Krishna immediately left the scene and went away. But Krishna didn't go away actually. Krishna was still there to see how the gopis will respond to that. Because that is what it is next. Prashamaya prasadaya tatraivandharadhiyada. That prasadaya, that is Krishna was pleased with the gopis that he would not like to leave them. But at the same time wanted to see the response from the gopis. And that is what in all these verses, that how gopis have responded to that situation. That they have started this special activities, every one of them acting different pastimes of Krishna. And some of them have shown also that their mind was so absorbed in Krishna's thoughts of Krishna that they could not come back from that state, back to their normal state of mind. They have completely... So you can imagine in this world, there are not many people who are looking for Krishna. There's only very few who look for Krishna. And if you after looking for Krishna, and at the end if you come to a stage like this, that you are left this world and you haven't reached the spiritual world either. You have left the material world because all your connections are finished here. And you also not reached the spiritual world. In other words, and that is what the gopis' situation was at that point in time. That is what one has to read in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That padani evam Krishna Krishnam prachamanam Vrindavana Latas Tarun Vajakshadavano Deshe Padani Paramalmanam. That Krishna has decided at that point that he was testing the gopis at that point also. That Krishna has one great feeling for the devotees. That as soon as Krishna finds some pride building up in a devotee, immediately Krishna will make sure that the pride goes. Because if the pride continues, that will only bring his downfall in his life, in his spiritual life. Knowing very well, Krishna decided now that somehow or the other, he should take this pride away from the gopis. And that is why Krishna has disappeared. Prashamaya prasadaya tatraivandharadhiyada. That Krishna hid himself. He didn't go away, he stayed there, but gopis could not see him. That is how it was. And then, in that situation, that gopis started searching for Krishna. And when they started searching for Krishna, first they started warning Krishna, we'll give you 5 minutes time. If you don't turn up, we will get you. This was what the gopis were talking about. So 5 minutes have gone, 10 minutes have gone. There was no sign of Krishna. Ultimately, they had to recognize the fact that Krishna has gone. And only when they came to that recognition, that is why they started the famous, what is known as Gopika Gita, which comes in the next chapter. That the gopis started looking for Krishna and calling for Krishna very loudly. And the sacrifice they have made by giving their attachment, home, family, everything, and they have come to see Krishna. And here, Krishna has abandoned them. Only for this one simple thing, that they had this attachment in their heart, they felt that Krishna is absorbed in them. In other words, they felt that Krishna has become a part of them, or Krishna is attracted to them, that because of their beauty. When these thoughts came to the gopis, Krishna decided to hide from the scene.
Padani vektamedani nandasunor mahalmana lakshandehidujam bhoja vajraangushayavadivim vajraangushayavadivim padani vektamedani.
One gopi by now found out Krishna's feet on the ground, and she was able to identify that. Why? Because of all the marks on Krishna's lotus feet, they were all seen on the ground. So as soon as she is referred to later on as the expert on Krishna's, in identifying Krishna's lotus feet, she has developed this ability to find Krishna's lotus feet wherever it goes, wherever it is. So padani vektamedani nandasunor mahalmana, Nandanandana or Nandamaharaj's son, Nandamaharaj's son's lotus feet, the marking of the feet were seen everywhere. And all the markings were there on that mark on the ground. At the same time, so many gopis were searching for Krishna. And the gopi started asking this particular gopi who found Krishna's footprints, that how do you know it is Krishna's footprints? This particular gopi said to them, not only that I know it is Krishna's footprints, but Krishna also had one gopi with her together. They were going together. Look at this, Krishna. She started showing all the different markings of the feet in such a way that the other gopis had to believe it, what she showed. So she was given a special title, and so she is the expert in finding out Krishna's markings on the ground.
Padani vektame taisai padai stal padavim anvichandu agrado balaha vadhva padai subhuktani vilokyartha samabhruvan.
And when they saw that Krishna was going with another gopi together, their distress has increased much more than normal. Now, you may wonder why in the Srimad Bhagavatam this particular thing is mentioned. That is, this footprints of Krishna being seen by the gopis and following those footprints. It's not been done just to give an understanding that how the gopis were searching. They are not so important. Important thing is, but to understand from this is that when the gopis were searching for Krishna, it is the same thing everyone else is doing in this world, isn't it? All devotees, everyone, if you look our Krishna book, the beginning, I think it is in the foreword, George Harrison also writes there, everyone is looking for Krishna. It is a fact. Everybody is looking for... Actually, everyone is looking for something in this world. What is that? That will make them happy, isn't it? That's why everybody is running here, there, everywhere, doing so many different things. So, the intention of everything is happiness at the end. And then happiness is Krishna. Krishna is that happiness. So, everyone is actually looking for Krishna. We have also started our search for Krishna sometime in this life. At some point in time, we have started our search for Krishna. Like the gopis have done, gopis have been searching for Krishna. And these footprints were shown there to give an understanding that Although gopis were abandoned by Krishna, Krishna has left them something to hold on to, so that they don't feel totally lost. That is the way how Krishna deals with the devotees. Sometimes we may appear as though that there is no hopeless, everything is hopeless. We find like that in spiritual life also. That sometimes when you see some people very, very old, say 75, 80, 85 years, they had practiced Krishna consciousness from early years in their life, 5 years, 6 years. They had been devotees from then on. And throughout life, they spend their time in studying Srimad Bhagavatam, because Bhagavatam has given them a lot of stimulation to pursue this path of Krishna consciousness. And they have totally convinced that one has to search for Krishna through Srimad Bhagavatam. That is what Bhagavatam says also. So this search for Krishna has started, and the whole lifetime they have spent in searching for Krishna. Compared to us who have started much later in life, at different times, maybe 30 years, 40 years, whatever it may be. But everybody is searching for Krishna. Nobody will give it up at the end. That search will continue. So the intention of showing all these footprints and these markings, everything, is to give an indication that in one's own spiritual life, while searching for Krishna, sometimes we won't get it. We won't get Krishna. But Krishna will make sure that there is some hope still in life to continue that search further. That at no point one totally give up and go away. Even if you talk to those who have sometimes look apparently as though they have given up Krishna consciousness. Apparently it may look like that. Sometimes we say, oh, he has fallen down, he's finished now in spiritual life. We say like that, and we write off people like that. This is wrong. No one can give up spiritual life. Spiritual life is real. How can you give up spiritual life and go? Sometimes, just like the ignorance overtakes everyone or overpowers someone, some point in time ignorance comes, and due to influence of Maya, sometimes one slips away from the spiritual path. But now and then the thoughts will come back to him that Krishna consciousness and life in Krishna consciousness is the real life. Everything else is false. This understanding will come to every, if it is a human being, these thoughts will come to him. But that is how it is. That is why so many years we have also started studying Srimad Bhagavatam, paying obeisances to Krishna, taking prasadam, chanting the holy name, association with the devotees. So many different things. Krishna has given so many things to understand Krishna. And we have also following that process in our life to our capacity, best capacity, we are trying to do it. But in spite of that, some time it looks very hopeless that there is no response on the other side. Is it a one-way traffic? You start thinking like that. So when that situation happens, in order not that you give up the spiritual life, like this, the gopis who had given up, we have not done anything. We cannot say, where are gopis and where are we? We haven't done anything like the gopis have done. We still have very strong attachment to the home, attachment to family life, attachment to our comforts in this world, everything. Whereas the gopis were able to give up everything and offer everything to Krishna. So bhakti and all, it's better not to speak about it. At least this much we can say. We have some little affection for Krishna. That much you can say. That means, in other words, that if we see Krishna, we won't run away. At least we'll stay with him. And sometimes as devotees, there are so many desires also. Sometimes to see Krishna in life once, or at least to pay once an obeisances to Krishna, or to offer something nice to Krishna, to that little boy who likes to enjoy beautiful sweets when prepared for Krishna, to offer one of those sweets to Krishna's hands. All these desires will come to any devotee who reads Krishna's childhood pastimes in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So these kind of things are always there. And with all these different thoughts in the head, one is moving in this world, carrying on with the other activities also. So that is how a devotee's life is in this world. The mind is absorbed in some, most of the time, in thoughts of Krishna, that how to find Krishna. And sometimes the situation becomes very desperate, that there is no hope. The total hopeless situation comes. But even then, Krishna makes sure that there is some hope still, that devotee has to go through this. This is the process through which one has to go through before he gets Krishna. Krishna is not easily available. All these things one has to go through before one can see Krishna and come to understand what is Krishna. So here, that is why Padani Vyaktamedani Nandasunor Mahalpana Lyakshan Dehidvajam Bhojavanjra Angushayavadivim Taistai Padaistail Padavim Anvichandyo Agrado Abalaha Vadhva Padai Supraktani Vilokyartha Samabhruvan. Then when they saw this the footprints of Krishna and one gopi, Krishna was going with one gopi, this particular expert of Krishna's footprints showed that to the other gopis, and they recognized that what this gopi was saying was true. Kasya padani chaidani yadaya ananda sununam asam amsanyasta prakoshtaya karena karina yatham. Then kasya padani chaidani yadaya ananda sununam, that gopi who is going along with Krishna here, amsanyasta prakoshtayam karena karina yatham. Then Krishna has kept his hand on her shoulders, and also karena karina yatham, just like the female elephant who goes with the male elephant together, how they walk together, in the same way they were walking. This expert mentioned that anayaradhido noonam bhagavan haririshwara yanno vihaya govinda pridoyamanayabraham anayaradhido noonam bhagavan haririshwara yanno vihaya govinda pridoyamanayadraham. Definitely, Bhagavan Haririshwaram, Krishna has been worshipped by this particular gopi. They concluded, anayaradhido noonam, that Krishna has been worshipped by this particular gopi, it's definite. You can see here, Sudeva Goswami has used that word, aradhido. Anayaradhido noonam, Bhagavan Haririshwaram. Why that word? This particular verse refers to Srimati Radharani. It is Radharani who has gone with Krishna. And the gopis have not found that out yet. So, Sri Shukan says here in the Bhagavatam, anayaradhido noonam bhagavan haririshwaram, that she has become aradhana, she has performed aradhana. Aradhana means she has worshipped Krishna so much. Aradhana became Radhika. She became Radha. Or Radha Devi is nothing but who has performed so much worship of Krishna. Anayaradhido noonam bhagavan haririshwaram, that she has performed such a worship of Krishna, that she performed so intensely and pleased Krishna to such an extent. Yano vihaya govinda pridoyamanayadraham. After leaving us all here like this, Krishna has gone with this particular gopi, whoever that is. Anayaradhido noonam bhagavan haririshwara yano vihaya govinda pridoyamanayadraham. You will notice that Sudeva Goswami did not mention Radharani's name in the Bhagavatam. The reason for that is, it is generally not considered to be proper to speak the name of the spiritual master. Radharani is Sudeva Goswami's spiritual master in the science of devotion. In those days, the system was like that whomever, like for example, the spiritual master, or when the husband wants to tell the wife, to call the wife, or the wife wants to call the husband, they never called them by names. This was the system. And as a mark of respect, they mentioned about the spiritual master's name to anybody. So this was a system that was followed for so long. But later on, that has obviously changed. That is why books which were written in the recent times, last 500, 600 years, you will find many places Radharani's name is mentioned there. But in the olden days, 5,000 years ago, it appears, anayaradhido noonam bhagavan haririshwaram, that deliberately Sudeva Goswami managed to avoid mentioning the name of Radharani in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Although everyone agrees that it is Srimad Radharani whose name is mentioned here in this verse. Anayaradhido nunam bhagavan haririshwaram yano vihaya govinda pridoyam anayadraham. That after leaving all of us, Krishna has gone with her into a secluded place. Dhanya aho ami alyo govinda grabjarenava yan brahmeshao ramadevi dadmurgnya aghanuttayem. That Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lakshmi Devi, they all take the dust from Krishna's lotus feet and put it on their head to get rid of any sinful reactions in their life. Who all? Lord Brahma, Lakshmi Devi, and Yan Brahmesho Rama Devi, Brahma Lord Shiva also. And they take the dust from Krishna's lotus feet. And this particular gopi is so fortunate that Dhanya Aho Ami Alyo Govinda Govinda Gryabjarenavam. This gopi started saying that how fortunate this particular gopi is who had gone with Krishna, the dust from whose lotus feet is taken by all these great demigods to on their head to get rid of their sinful reactions. Danya aho ami alyo govinda gryabjarenava yan brahmesho rama devi dadmurgnya aghanuttayem tasya amuni nakshomam kurvandyuchai padaniyal egamakritya gobinam aho bungte achyudadharam. At that time, the gopis started noticing something else. After a while, the footprints of the gopis also missing there. So the expert of Krishna's footprints started saying that Krishna has actually carried her from here. That is why her footprints are missing from now on. And when other gopis started asking her, how do you know that Krishna has done that? Because this gopi expert said to them that look at this here, that Krishna's footprints are much more deeper here from now on. The impressions are much more deeper on the ground. And the footprints of the other gopi is missing. So naturally, Krishna has actually carried her from here. Tasya amuni nakshomam na kurvandyuchai padaniyal eha bhartyam gopinam aho bungte achyudadharam. And ega bhakritya gopinam aho bungte achyudadharam. Then that particular gopi has also had the good fortune of drinking the saliva from Krishna's mouth. And ega bhakritya gopinam aho bungte achyudadharam nalakshande padanyatra tasya nunam trinangurai kidyal sujadangridalam ninye prayasim priyam. You can see her feet's marks are not seen here, and perhaps because of the when the grasses started hurting her feet, she might have asked Krishna to carry him, and Krishna might have carried her on her shoulders. This is how the gopis were investigating the whole scene. Prayasim priya imani adhiya magnani padani vahado vadhum gopyavashyada krishnasya bharakrandasya kaminam. Then these footprints here, imani adhiya magnani, they are much more deeper on the ground than any time before. Padani vahado vadhum, because Krishna was carrying somebody. So when the gopi started asking to this gopi, the expert that they were questioning, that how do you know about it, the expert said to them that Krishna wouldn't have carried anything else except her, and that is what she was firmly convinced. And she was obviously little bit more clever in sensing things. Imani adhiyam agnani padani vahado vadhum gopya pashyada krishnasya bharakrandasya kaminam. She started showing everybody gopya pashyada krishnasyam bharakrandasya kaminam. Because of the weight of that other gopi, that Krishna has definitely carried. That is why these prints are much more stronger. Impressions are stronger on the ground. Atravarobido kanda pushpahedo mahalmana atra prasuna bhajaya priyarthe prayasakridaha. Then something else the gopis have found out now. That somewhere Krishna has stopped because only the front part of Krishna's lotus feet was showing on the ground. The back part, the heel, was not there. So the gopi said, definitely Krishna has stopped here to pluck some flowers from the creepers or from the plants and to make a garland for his dearmost gopi. So they started saying like this, that, and she started showing the proof for that.
Atra avarabido kanda pushpahedor mahalpana atra prasuna pajaya priyarthe prayasa kridaha pravadakramane mede pashyada sagale padem.
And she started showing them, look at this, 2 feet, particularly, it's only the front side is on the ground. The bottom part is missing, which means that Krishna has been trying to get some flowers from the higher, from a height. That's why he was standing upon his front heel and front side of the feet. That is why he was able to pluck the flowers. So the gopi started speaking in this way.
Kesha prasadanam tatra kaminya kamina akradam tani chudayada kandam upavishtamiha dhruvam.
That he has done this, not only, I can tell you something else, she said, that Krishna has been decorating her hair with the flowers and he has made a garland here. And he has made the garland and put it on this gopi's hair. I am sure about that, she said. So the other gopis asked, how do you know that?
Keshi prasadanam tatra kaminya kamina akradam tani chudayada kandam upavishtamiha dhruvam.
And Krishna has asked her to sit here so that in order he could decorate her with this garland.
Reme taya jalparadam atmaramo pyakhandida kaminam darshayan dainyam srinam chaiva duralmadam.
That the reason for that gopi said, look at the old garland, what Krishna has thrown away, that's lying there. So from this you can see that Krishna has spent some time with the other gopi here. Krishna has been decorated her hair with these flowers that Krishna has collected from the forest, and he has made a garland and decorated that gopi.
Remedayam chalparadam atmaramo pyakhandida kaminam darshayan dainyam srinam chaiva duralmadam.
In all these things, something has also been mentioned there, that is
remedayam atmaradam atmaramo pyakhandidam.
Krishna is actually only Atmarama, that we have mentioned many times before. Krishna is Atmarama. Atmarama is not affected by any of these things. In his pastimes, it may appear as though Krishna is also going through a difficult time here. It may appear like that, but strictly speaking, Krishna is Atmarama.
Remedaya Jalmaranam,
one who enjoys in the soul. That is all Atmarama. Atmarama means one who is fully situated in the spiritual position.
Atmaramo pyakhandidaham. Then kaminam darshayan dainyam srinam chaiva duralmadam.
Also, it also showed that when one has attachment to this world, when one loves the opposite side, in any way, how much difficulty that brings forth in one's own life. That's also shown in this verse, Srinam chaiva duralmadam, and also how the mind works.
Ityevam darshayandhyastha sherur gopyo vijayadasa yam gopi manayal krishno vihayanyastriyo vanim.
That
ityevam darshayandhyastha sherur gopyo vijayadasa.
Like this, they were crying. The gopis were crying like this. They have found so many evidences of what Krishna has done throughout since he abandoned them. What all he has done, they have step by step understood everything. What has happened to Krishna, and Krishna has gone away with this one gopi.
Ityevam darshayan dyasthyal sherur gopi ovijayadasa yam gopi manayal krishno vihayanyastriyo vanim.
That whichever gopi has gone with Krishna, leaving all the other gopis to themselves in the forest, Krishna has abandoned all of them and gone away. This is this fact they had to recognize, that this is what was the situation.
Sajamini tadatmanam varishtam sarvayoshidam hitva gopi kamayanam mamasau bhajade priyam.
That at this point in time, this particular gopi who has gone with Krishna, she started feeling very proud. That look at this, Krishna has abandoned all of them, all the other gopis, and Krishna has only taken me with him. Sajam ene tadalmanam varishtam sarvayoshidam hitva gobi kamayanam mama saupajade priyam.
And she started thinking, I must be very special, otherwise why Krishna has taken me away alone from everybody else. And
tado gitva vanodesham drupta keshavam abravil na parayeham salidam nayamam yatra demanam.
They have traveled a little bit in the forest. At that time, she said to Krishna,
na parayeham salidam,
we cannot walk anymore. She said to them, they said to Krishna that we cannot walk anymore. I'm very tired, she said to Krishna.
Nayamam yatra demanam.
I cannot walk anymore. If you want, you can take me, she says to Krishna.
Eva mukta priyamaha skandam aruhyadamidi tadascha andardhade Krishna savadhur anvadapyadam.
When Krishna heard that, first, you have to remember what happened to the other gopis. That when they felt that Krishna has absorbed in them, Krishna left all of them. And this one particular gopi who went with Krishna, Krishna carried her, but Krishna came with her, and at this time, at one point, gopi says to Krishna that I cannot walk anymore. If you like, you can carry me. Gopi says to Krishna,
Eva mukta priyamaham skandam
aruhyadam idi. Krishna says to her, if that's the case, you can climb onto my shoulders.
Tadascha andardhade Krishna savadhur anvadapyadam.
At that point, Krishna bent down a little bit and the gopi lifted her leg to climb on top of Krishna, and suddenly Krishna disappeared.
Sa tadascha andardhade Krishna savadhur anvadapyadam.
And as soon as this happened, that gopi started feeling distressed, very much distressed about that. And she realized that what was the mistake she has done. That she should have been, that the whether it is Radharani or anybody, even the slightest pride in the heart is the greatest obstacle in going back to Krishna. Krishna does not accept any pride from anybody. And that is what has happened to this Radharani, in this case for Radharani also. And Radharani, in that desperate situation, for some time Radharani was so upset when Krishna left her like that. Krishna actually left her, but Krishna didn't go away very far. Krishna was staying there, but Radharani couldn't see him. That was the situation. And in that time, Radharani spoke like this,
Ha nagha ramana prayashta kvase kvasi mahabhujam dasyaste kribanayame sakhe darshaya sannidhim.
That
Ha nadha ramana prashta kvasi kvasi mahabhujah.
How Radharani addresses Krishna? That is the important thing in this verse.
Ha nadha ramana prashta.
One who has given me always happiness. That is how, why have you done this to me? And
Ha nadha ramana prashta.
That you have always given me happiness in this life. That is what Radharani said to Krishna.
Ha nadha ramana prashtam kvasi kvasi mahabhuja.
Where have you gone?
Kvasi kvasi,
where have you gone? Where have you gone? I don't think anybody can stop you. That is why you are not able to come here. Why?
Mahabhuja.
That you have got such powerful hands.
Kvasi kvasi mahabhuja dasyaste kripanayami.
That I am your servant maid, and I am totally helpless in this condition here.
Dasyaste kribanayami sakhe darshaya sannidhim.
That is the word, important word there.
Sakhe darshaya sannidhim.
Radharani is calling Krishna, my dear friend, sakhe.
Sakhe darshaya sannidhim. Ha nadharamana prashta kvasi kvasi mahabhuja dasyaste kribanayami sakhe darshaya sannidhim.
Have you any time thought about this? Has anybody got the, what do you say, guts to call Krishna as friend? And can anyone call Krishna as my friend? Some people have called Krishna as friend, but later on when they saw the universal form, that changed the whole thing.
Right? We never wanted to call anymore Krishna as a friend. Dasyaste kribanayami sakhe darshaya sannidhim. But Radharani is different. Radharani's position is like this. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna has married 16,108 wives, or some Purana says 16,008. Whatever it is, the eight major wives of Krishna, beginning with Rukmini, Jambavati, Satyabhama, and all, eight of them. Even they do not have the courage to call Krishna as a Sakhe. They never did in their life. Once they called Krishna as Sakhe, as their friend, Krishna they didn't have that courage. Even what did they say? Vayam vai grihadasigam. That we consider ourselves, when Draupadi asked them, when they came for this Rajasuyam sacrifice, what do they consider their relationship with Krishna? Draupadi asked them. There was a meeting of all Krishna's wives together with Draupadi and others. They all, a meeting of all the wives of Krishna and Draupadi. And in that meeting, Draupadi asked them this question, that how do they relate with Krishna? And their answer was, Vayam vai grihadasigam. Vayam vai grihadasigam. That we consider ourselves to be servant maids of Krishna. That is how they related with Krishna. And here, Radharani is saying, Sakhe darshaya sannidhim. That Khanadha ramana preshtam. Kwasi kwasi mahabhujam. Dasyaste kripanayame sakhe darshaya sannidhim. That please come as soon as possible. Immediately appear in front of me. Otherwise, I am collapsing now. This was Radharani's words to Krishna. And even at that time, only Radharani has got this license to call Krishna as sakhe. That is the unique position of Radharani in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nobody else has got that freedom to call Krishna as sakhe. Ha nadha ramana preshta kwasi kwasi mahabhujam. That where are you? Kwasi kwasi mahabhujam. Nobody can stop you from coming here because mahabhujam, your hands are so powerful that no one can touch you. Dasyaste kripanayami. I am fallen into that kind of distress now. That you are this servant maid. Dasyaste kripanayame sakhe darshaya sannidhim. That I cannot bear this distress anymore. That if you do not give me, immediately if you do not appear and give me your darshanam, that or if you do not show up here immediately, I will not be able to bear this distress anymore. This is how Radharani has spoken here. If you remember, in the Bhagavad Gita also you will find Arjuna, Hey Krishna, Hey Yadava, Hey Sakedi. That at one instance, I think it is in the universal form, Arjuna, after seeing universal form, understood what is Krishna's true position is. Up to that point, Arjuna used to think that Krishna and him are close friends. So, because that friendship means on an equal level, Arjuna used to deal with Krishna. But when it came to the, after seeing universal form of Krishna, Arjuna's repentance for calling Krishna as a friend before, Arjuna was regretting for that. Hey Krishna, Hey Yadava, Hey Sakedi. That I have called you before, Krishna, Yadava, my dear friend, Sakhe, all these things. I take that back all now, Arjuna says to Krishna. So you can see that who has got the freedom or license to call Krishna in that way except Radharani. Nobody else has got that. Anvichandyo bhagavado margam gopyo anvichandyo bhagavado margam gopyo vidu avidu rada dadrushu priyavishlesha mohidam dukhidam sakhim. That these gopis who were inquiring about Krishna, then they suddenly saw this one particular gopi nearby, and which was, so they came up close to her and started looking at her, who it was. They were trying to identify her. It was this one gopi. They understood that Krishna has taken her and now Krishna has left her also and gone away. So they were looking at that,
അന്വിച്ഛന്ത്യോ ഭഗവതോ മാർഗം ഗോപ്യോ വിദൂരത ദദൃശോ പ്രിയ വിശ്ലേഷം ഒഹിതാം ദുഃഖിതാം സഖീം തയാകഥിതമാകർണ്യം മാനപ്രാപ്തിം ച മാധവാൽ അവമാനം ച ദൗരാത്മ്യം വിസ്മയം പരമം യയൂം.
That Gopi, that is Srimati Radharani, told other gopis what kind of treatment she received from Krishna and how she was taken care by Krishna, but due to her own pride, how she lost the association of Krishna. And when the gopis heard all these things from her, from Radharani, they understood that what has actually caused the Krishna's disappearance. That at that point, when one commits an offense like that, one at that point comes to the one senses and starts thinking sometimes, what have I done to offend Krishna in this situation? So the gopis also came to that realization, what they have done to offend Krishna. And Srimati Radharani also mentioned to them that Krishna has taken her separately from everybody. But after some time, when she requested Krishna to carry her, at that point Krishna has disappeared. And Radharani realized her offense also. That this is the situation with the gopis. Gopis have now realized that at least Radharani had a special recognition from Krishna, which nobody else had. So they decided to make Radharani as their leader. Now they have elected her as their leader. And they discussed the matter each other. Radharani told them, there is no point in searching for this type of people who does not show up, who can disappear any time they want. And what is the point? But if we sit together all, and if we sing the glories of Krishna, perhaps if he is kind and merciful enough, he will come in front of us. And that is why the next verse, prayers from gopis together, which is known as Gopika Gitam, comes in the next chapter.
തദോതമതിമാകർണ്യമാനപ്രാപ്തിം ച മാധവാൻ അവമാനം ച ദൗരാത്മ്യം വിസ്മയം പരമം യയൂം തദോ വിഷന്മനം ചന്ദ്രജ്യോത്സ്നായവദ്വിഭാവ്യതേ തമ പ്രവിഷ്ടമാലക്ഷ്യ തദോ നിവവൃതു സ്ത്രീയാഹ.
ദാറ്റ് the moon was setting now, and Krishna was not seen anywhere, and they kept wandering around everywhere. And at that time it was becoming dark, and they stopped inquiry of Krishna at that point.
Tamanmanaska tadalaba tadvijeshta tadalpiya tadgunane vagayandyo almagarani sasmarum.
That this is the gopis' pastimes.
Tanmanaska tadalabam tadvijeshta tadalpigah.
That their mind was fully absorbed in Krishna. There was no other thoughts in their mind.
Tanmanmanaska tada alabam.
They were continuously singing the glories of Krishna. From childhood pastimes, all this. Krishna was probably 10, 11 years old when this particular pastime happened. So all that 10 years of, from the day Krishna appeared in this world, from that day onwards, the gopis were pulled towards Krishna by his beautiful childhood pastimes. So those pastimes which have attracted the gopis to Krishna, gopis have become so absorbed that they could not think anything else in this world. This was their consciousness. So those gopis were remembering, they were thinking,
Tanmananska tadalabam.
Mind was absorbed in Krishna completely. No thoughts of home, children, husbands, nothing.
Tadalabam.
Also, they were reciting, they were singing the glories of the pastimes of Krishna.
Tadvijeshtaha.
They were also acting the different, what we have seen in the previous verses. They were also performing the different pastimes of Krishna in their own way.
Tanmanmanaska tadalabha tadvijeshta tadalmiyaha.
They were also performing not only the pastimes of Krishna, at the same time they were feeling that closeness with Krishna in every way.
Tadalmigaha tadgunaneva gayandyoho.
And then they started singing the glories of Krishna. They didn't sing anything else. They never once they said anything to Krishna at that time, except Krishna's glories. They glorified Krishna very, very nicely, glorifying all Krishna's great qualities. They started glorifying them. Tadgunaneva gayendyo Alma garani sasmarum. That is important thing. Alma garani sasmarum. That they have completely forgotten that they had to go home. They never thought about going back home. So you can, if you read all these verses, naturally you can see what state of consciousness the gopis had. So that is the consciousness.
Punapulinamagatya kalindya krishna bhavanaha samaveda jagu krishnam tada agamana kankshidaham.
Then they have decided now to come to the Kalindi river, on a beautiful spot in the Kalindi river where they have met with Krishna before, and with complete remembrance of Krishna, expecting that Krishna will come back, they have decided to abandon the search. And together they sat together and they started singing what is known as Gopiya Geetam. So Gopiya Geetam is the next chapter.
Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsayam Samhitayam Dashamaskande Purvarde Rasa Kridayam Krishna Anveshanam Nama Trimshatamodhyayam.
That when they met Radharani, that the gopis were searching, and Radharani, when they found that Radharani was left abandoned by Krishna, Radharani was in a state of mind that she was virtually unconscious. That is how she was lying there. So when Radharani was lying unconscious, the gopis found out, gopis could not recognize who it was, but one of the gopis mentioned that if they could get some water, that they'll be able to bring Radharani back to life again, unconscious state. So one gopi took a stick and dug on the ground and said like this, that if Radharani wants some water, will that not come from the earth? And that was the word she used. And immediately, as soon as she hit the ground, from there water came out to sprinkle on Radharani's face. And after that, Radharani came to her full consciousness. And it was Radharani who told them that there was no point in searching for Krishna anywhere, that they realized their fault, and now they decided to sing simply the glories of Krishna. And that was not simply actually to say Gopiya Geetam is not 100% correct, because it is not Geetam, it is actually a cry. How the gopis cried for Krishna, it's called Gopiya Rodanam, that would be a better word. Because the Krishna's, the way the gopis were affected by the Krishna's disappearance, and what they have sacrificed to get Krishna, and when they have lost Krishna, their state of mind, these things are in the next 19 verses in this Gopiya Geetam. And Gopiya Geetam, if you read, you will find this is the most important chapter in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this Gopiya Geetam. And in this Gopiya Geetam, you will find that all the 19 verses were spoken by 19 different gopis. They were spoken by 19 different gopis. And the from this Gopiya Geetam, the scholars have written so much about it, this explanation to this each of these verses. The reason for that is that, strictly speaking, gopis were not very educated. They were not educated. They were ordinary people. They didn't study so much Vedas or Shastras or anything like that. They were normal people. But when Gopiya Geetam was spoken, it seems that Saraswati Devi were actually on their tongue dancing and in giving the proper understanding to the gopis. So whatever they spoke, it has pleased everyone. That they sense that Krishna was absolutely amazed by the words that were spoken by the gopis. And therefore Gopiya Geetam, not only from the point of view as the prayers from gopis, it's also philosophically a great prayer. And it is one of the finest prayers in the Srimad Bhagavatam, because it has come from the greatest of the devotees also. So this Gopiya Geetam is studied and recited by almost everyone who knows Srimad Bhagavatam or who reads Srimad Bhagavatam regularly. Because this is the finest prayers in the Bhagavatam. And when one studies, reads and hears and thinks about it, each and every word in those 19 verses, one can easily understand that what was the state of consciousness of the gopis were. What they have seen in Krishna, and how their attachment to Krishna was so perfect. So this in this Gaudiya Gita verses, Sukadeva Goswami has a special reason to glorify this. Sukadeva Goswami, although was very much affected by the pastimes of Krishna, particularly this rasa dance, and in the middle of that, when Krishna left the gopis like that and went away, those who are devotees of the gopis, they also felt very painful that they had to experience, because when one serves Krishna as devotees of Radharani, they would not like to see Radharani hurt or any gopis hurt. Many great devotees, especially in this tradition, that they are servants of the gopis. That is how they see themselves to be. That when gopis are hurt, they do not like to see, because it hurts them as well. That is how it is. That they feel that Krishna's activities, if it has hurt the gopis, that will hurt them as well. So nobody likes to find that gopis were hurt because of their total surrender to Krishna. A devotee who has gone to such a degree to please Krishna, like the gopis, Srimati Radharani and many others, the gopis, they've gone and they have sacrificed everything in their life. So after giving up everything, and ultimately you have given up everything in this world, and you have not gone to the spiritual world also. So what's our situation then? And that is exactly the gopis were also in that situation. Maybe that's why we don't want to leave anything here. We want to hold on here, because we are not sure if we don't get that one. At least we have this one. So this is our calculation. But the gopis have not thought like that. Gopis have taken Krishna's instructions so seriously that gopis ask these questions to Krishna also. Your commitment is like this. Your guarantee is like this. You are given this guarantee that sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva babebhyo mokshayishyami ma shucha. That if you give up all other attachment, all other dharma, dharma means a lot. Not only dharma means religious principle, dharma also means attachment to this world, like friends, family, society, this, that and the other, everything included. So everything has been given up by them. The gopis have given up all attachment. And they are saying to Krishna that according to your agreement or your guarantee, that if we do that, then you will accept us totally, isn't it? Why have you rejected us? This was the gopis' main question, which comes in this next 19 verses. And there's also something else there. That when one gives up their attachment to this world, at no point one can say to Krishna that, can any one of us say to Krishna now, today in our state of mind, that I have no attachment to this world, that I have given up all my attachment. Nobody can say that. Only the gopis could say this to Krishna. Why? Because they had that consciousness to speak like that, and they have done it in their life. And therefore, Krishna, they have surrendered everything to Krishna to such a degree. And therefore, that question is very appropriate from the gopis' side. And we have to take the gopis' side at this point in time, because what gopis have done is what Krishna has asked them to do. Having done all that, and they have given up everything and come to Krishna, and Krishna has also left them now and gone away. So the gopis' situation was very, very pathetic, in the sense that there is a situation like this, that sometimes when you come to spiritual life, that there is, your material life is finished and your spiritual life is also not going very well. It's called Ubhayabhrashtada. Ubhayabhrashtada means that you are not, strictly speaking, you haven't got that strong desire in you for spiritual life. You're only thinking that maybe spiritual life may help me a little bit to get over my material problems. If that approach comes in the spiritual life, then what can happen is, after a while, it will not survive very long. Some point in time, that seriousness will go. Generally speaking, strictly speaking actually, the finest qualification to advance in spiritual life is the strong desire for liberation, to free oneself from this material world. As long as that desire is not there, which is known as mumukshatva. Mumukshatva means to free oneself from this material way of life. Unless and until that desire is there, all the other show in this world is not going to work. This is the fact of spiritual life. So, unless and until this desire comes strongly, that I have to get out of this place somehow, don't want to come back and accept another material body again in this world. Unless and until this conviction is very, very, very strong in one's heart, there is no possibility of going back home, back to Krishna. This is the basic requirement to develop inside. And in the spiritual world also, in spiritual life also, according to the degree of desire for liberation, people are also classified in what stage they are in spiritual life. That is also very... These are done because to understand one's own position. Those who have such strong desire for liberation or mumukshatvam, they do not care for anything. They are not bothered what goes on in this world. It is not of any concern to them. In other words, they come to the conclusion that the so-called family, friends, society, this, that and the other, whatever we have, is nothing but an expansion of Maya. Or they have come to that conclusion so strongly that they have able to manage to disconnect themselves from everything, and their search for Krishna has begun very seriously. And in that process of searching, then nothing will stop them from going further. Because in every moment, they are aware that the human body will come to an end. Their material body will drop one day. And before that time is over, they have to utilize the talents, time left, and get out of this world once for all. To such a strong desire is that one keeps in the spiritual life, he is known as Tivra Mumuchu. Or in other words, one who has got the extreme desire to get for liberation, to go for liberation. And that when that desire is there, automatically you can see the activities of that person also will be on that platform. Not based on the material qualities. It will be based on the spiritual needs. If you come a little bit further down, you will see there is another group of people. They are known, they are because they understand everything. They have all the desire for going back home, back to Godhead, back to the spiritual world. They are also disgusted with material life. Everything has been an experience for them that they have realized that there is no happiness in this material world. This has come to them. But at the same time, they also have the difficulty, the attachment to the family life. They are attached to the wife, children, everything. And at the same time, so in these thoughts, the whole lifetime life goes on. That on the one hand, they want to give up the attachment and goes back to Krishna. On the other hand, the attachment to the family or material world is preventing them to taking that extreme step of leaving everything and going away. So such people, although they are not in the topmost category, they are also strongly desiring for liberation. And they also, in a few births, they will also get back to the spiritual world. Because even this lifetime, if such a strong desire builds up, and that desire will carry them in their next life to a better situation, that they may get the opportunity in a couple of births, they should be able to go back to the spiritual world. Then there is a third group who does not belong to any of these two. And this third group is very strongly believes that he has to fulfill all his material obligations first. And after fulfilling everything, at the old age, I'll take to spiritual life. He practices everything, follows the principles and everything strictly. But at the same time, he's also very conscious about his spiritual, about his material obligations. And because he's conscious of his material obligations, his spiritual life also is not going very well. In other words, the first is the perfection of material life, and then after that, spiritual life, whatever he wants to do. He also has faith in the Shastra, but at the same time, his mind is very much affected by family or the modes of nature. So in his case also, it will take some time before he can go back to the spiritual world. But they are all also on the progressive path. And then there is the last group, which is the majority of this world belong to. In their case, what happens is that they do not have any desire to go back to spiritual world. They think that material life, if properly organized and managed, everything will go very well in this world. And they will not miss any opportunity to make their material life comfortable. And this tendency in them, when they hear sometimes about liberation, spiritual life and all that, they will say, if somebody comes and offers me that, I won't mind taking it. These are the another group of people. That is a different nature of different people in the spiritual life. So you can see that depending on one's own desire for spiritual life, Krishna consciousness also develops. And that degree of detachment and renunciation from material world is the key factor, and the strong desire for freedom from this material world is that factor that elevates one on the spiritual path or the mumukshatvam. So in our gopis' case, they have developed that such a degree that they did not have any connection with this world. Not only what to say mumukshatvam, the strongest in that degree, the highest degree they have shown in their activities. So therefore, when they spoke to Krishna, now they are sitting together and they are glorifying Krishna together. And you can see each word in that 19 verses, how they responded to Krishna. They didn't know that Krishna was there. Krishna was sitting next to them. As soon as the first verse was spoken, Krishna thought that he will appear in front of them and start talking to them about it. Because the very first verse itself has upset Krishna. After he heard the first verse, he couldn't control anymore. But then immediately Krishna controlled his mind and thought, if I go in now, I won't have this whole thing, what I'm going to hear from them about me. So Krishna stood back and stayed back and was listening to the whole of Gaudiya Gita. And this Gaudiya Gita, Vedavyasa Maharshi has compiled in such a way that one who hears Gaudiya Gita and one who, or this is also referred to as Gopika's Rodanam, or the crying of Gopis for Krishna, is the most beautiful prayers in the Bhagavadam. And through these verses, Vedavyasa Maharshi has opened up the hearts of the Gopis to us. You can see the hearts of the Gopis in these verses. Shri Shuka Uvacham, Shri Gopya Uchum, Jayadi Dedigam Janmana Vraja Shrayadam Indira Shashwadatrahi Daida Drishyadam Vichudavaga Stoidradasa Vastvam Vijinvade Sharadu Dashaye Sadhu Jada Sal Sarasi Jodara Shri Mushadrisha Surada Natha De Shulka Ashulka Dasiga Varada Nikmaho Neha Kim Vadaha Vishajalapyayal Vyala Rashasal Varshamarudal, Vaidyudanalal, Mushamayatmajal, Vishwadobhayal, Rishabadevayam Rakshidamuhum. Nakalugobiganandano Bhavan, Akhila Dehinam, Andaralmadrak, Vikanasartido, Vishwaguptaye, Sakamudeyivan, Satvadam Kule. Virajidabhayam Rishnidhuryade, Charanamiyusham, Samsradeyar Bhayal, Karasaroruham Kandakamadam Shirasidehina Shri Karagraham Brajajanatihan Mira Yoshidam Nijajanasmayadvam Sanasmida Bhajasaghe Bhaval Kinganismano Jalaruhananam Charudarshaya Pranada Dehinam Babakarshanam Trinajaranugam Shri Nigedanam Hanibanarpidam De Padamujam Krunukujeshuna Krichri Krundi Krichayam Madhurayagira Valguvakyaya Budhamanotnyaya Pushkarekshana Vidhigariri Mavira Mukhyadi Adharasidhuna Pyayayasvanaha Tavakathamrudam Tapta Jeevanam Kavibhiridam Kalmashavaham Shravana Mangalam Srimadadadam Bhuvigranandiye Bhuridajanaha Prahasidam Priya Prema Vikshanam Viharananjade Dhyana Mangalam Rahasi Samvidoya Hridisprasha Kuhano Mana Chobhayandihi Chalasi Yalvraja Charayan Pashun Nalina Sundaram Nathate Padam Shilatranangure Sida Dina Kalilada Mana Kamdagachadi Dinabarichaye Nila Kundaler Vanaruhananam Bibhradavradam Kanarajaswalam Darshayan Muhur
മനസിനസ്മരം വിരയച്ഛസീം പ്രണതകാമദം പത്മജാർച്ചിതം ധരണിമണ്ഡനം ധ്യേയമാപതി ചരണപങ്കജം ഷന്തമം ജദേ രമണസ്തനേഷോർപ്പയാദിഹൻ സുരതവർദ്ധനം ശോകനാശനം സുരിതവേണുനാ സുഷ്ടു ചുംബിതം അധരരാഗ ഇതരരാഗ വിസ്മരണം നൃണാം വിതരവീലനസ്തേ അധരാമൃതം അടതിയദ്ഭവാനന്യകാനനം തൃടിർയുഗായതേ ത്വാമവശ്യതം കുടിലകുന്തളം ശ്രീമുഖം ജദേ ജഡമുദീക്ഷതാം പശ്മകൃൽഭൃശാം പതിസുതാന്വയാ ഭ്രാതൃബാന്ധവ അതിവിലംഗ്യദേന്ദ്യച്യുതാഗതാഃ ഗതിവിദസ്തവോൽഗീതമോഹിത കിതവയോഷിത കസ്യചേന്നിശീ രഹസി സംവിധം ഹൃച്ഛ്രയോദയം പ്രഹസിദാനനം പ്രേമവീക്ഷണം മൃഹദുരശ്രിയോ വീക്ഷധാമദേ മുഹുരതെ സ്പൃഹ മുഹ്യദേ മനാഃ വ്രജവനൗകസം വ്യക്തിരംഗദേ വൃജിനഹന്ദ്രിലം വിശ്വമംഗളം ത്യജമനാശനസ്വൽസ്പൃഹാത്മനാം സ്വജനഹൃദ്രജാം യന്നിഷൂദനം യത്തേ സുജാതചരണാം ബ്രൂഹംസ്തനേഷു ഭീദാശനൈ പ്രിയദദീമഹി കർക്കശേഷു തേനാടവീ അടസി തദ്വിദദേന കിംസിൽ കൂർപ്പാദിവീർ ഭ്രമദിവീർ ഭവദായുഷാം നാം ഇത് ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം ദശമസ്കന്ധേ പൂർവാർദ്ധേ രാസക്രീഡായാം ഗോപിഗീതം നാമ ഹേ ഗോത്രശോധ്യായാം സോ ഗോപിയാ ഗീതം ഗോപീസ് ആർ സേയിങ് ടു ഗോപീസ് വർ ആസ് ഐ മെൻഷൻ ബിഫോർ ദാറ്റ് ടോട്ടലി 19 വേഴ്സസ് ഈച്ച് വേഴ്സ് ഹസ് ബീൻ സ്പോക്കൺ ബൈ വൺ ഗോപി സോ ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ഹൗ ദി ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് സ്ട്രക്ചർഡ് The first Gopi is saying, Jayadi Tedigam Janmana Vraja Shredam Indira Shashwadatrahi Daita Drishyadam Dikshutavaga Svaidudasavastvam Vijinvadem Vrajam of Vrindavanam has been glorified. Because of what? Jayadi Tedigam Janmana Vraja Because Krishna has appeared in Vrindavanam that in and Because of that, Vrindavanam has become very famous. That Jayadi Tedigam Janmana Vraja. And what was the result of that? Jayadi Tedigam Janmana Vraja Shredam Indira Shashwadatrahi. Because of Krishna's presence there, Lakshmi Devi also has not gone away from there. Lakshmi Devi has to stay where Krishna is staying. Lakshmi Devi cannot go anywhere when Krishna is staying somewhere. Isn't it? That is the rule. That it is always confirmed like that. That Lakshmi stavaga ramaniya gahrdai veyambareshu astire tasmin nanya vipramana madhuna vakshyami Lakshmi padem eto dhyana gunanu kirtana rasa saktahi bhakta janaha teshveshu avasadi stireivadaida prastavadatadarah That is Lakshmi Devi's position. That wherever Krishna is there, Lakshmi Devi has to be there. There is no question. And because Lakshmi Devi was there, Vrindavanam has changed completely. Because of the presence of Lakshmi Devi. Because Krishna was there, Lakshmi Devi was there. Jayadi Dedi Gam Janmana Vraja Shrairam Indira Shashwadatrahi That Indira, Lakshmi Devi has given so much opulences to Vrindavanam at that time. And Everyone in Vrindavanam is extremely happy. All the cowherd men were happy. Nanda Maharaj was happy. Yashoda Devi was happy. Everyone was so happy because of the abundance and supply of Lakshmi Devi, of all what one requires in this world. When somebody is supplying you plenty of everything, is there any shortage of happiness? That is what the question was, the situation was in Vrindavanam. So because it was like that, gopis were asking Krishna, This first gopi asked this question to Krishna. Jayadi Tedigam Janmana Vraja. By your birth, Vrindavanam has become glorified. Why? Shredam Indira Shashwadatrahi. Indira has made this a place for her residence. She is living here now. Who? Lakshmi Devi is living here. Mahalakshmi has come to Vrindavanam. And she is permanently made that as her abode because of Krishna there. Daida Drishyadam Dikshudavaga. And what are we doing? We are the most unfortunate people, the Gopi is saying.
Because we are now wandering around in this forest, in all directions, walking around, looking for you. Is there anything more unfortunate than this? In fact, we should have been much more happier than anybody else, because of we had the opportunity to associate with you. But what you have done to us now, by abandoning us like this and going away, you have put us in this situation that we are the most unfortunate people in Brajam, or in Vrindavanam. This was the conclusion of this particular gopi. So she expressed that, her conclusion, in this first verse. Jayadi dedigam janmana vraja shraidam indira shashwadatrahi daida drishyadam dikshuda avaga stoidradasavastvam vijinvadeem. Then, that is my unfortunate situation. Then, please, Krishna, the gopi started begging to Krishna, at least please appear in front of us straight away and take this distress away from us. The gopi's heart is revealed in that they were in such a consciousness that Lakshmi Devi, Mahalakshmi is always taking shelter of Krishna. That is Mahalakshmi's happiness. In all the time, Mahalakshmi wants to be with Krishna. In fact, in one instance, if you remember earlier, that Mahalakshmi had one experience when Mahalakshmi missed the forgot to go with Krishna, and the result was that she had to go through a very hard time. If you have seen that in the 7th canto, that when Prahlada, when Narasimha Murthy appeared, that Brahma came to Narasimha Murthy, was in a really upset situation with Hiranyakashipu, and after killing Hiranyakashipu, Narasimha Murthy's anger did not subside, and at that time Lord Brahma came there to pacify Narasimha Murthy. After all, according to Brahma's prayers, that Narasimha Murthy has appeared. So Brahma thought that maybe that if I pray properly, Narasimha Murthy's anger will go. So Lord Brahma tried to pacify Narasimha Murthy, but it didn't work. Nothing happened. It was then that Lord Brahma decided to bring Lakshmi Devi onto the scene. So Lakshmi Devi came, but Lakshmi Devi also, when she saw the anger coming from Narasimha Murthy, immediately Lakshmi Devi also felt so terrified by that she could not go closer to Narasimha Murthy. And from that day onwards, Lakshmi Devi realized that there can be such instances in the future. And she made sure that always she traveled with Krishna. Wherever Krishna goes, the order is like that. Lakshmi stavaga ramaniya hrudayeyam pareshu astireetyasmin manyavi pramana madhuna vakshyami lakshmi padem. Krishna carries and Krishna has given a place also for Lakshmi Devi in his chest. That is where Lakshmi Devi occupies that position. In his chest, Krishna has given that positions to Lakshmi Devi. Vakshyami lakshmi padem, and particularly where E todhyana gunanu kirtana rasa saktahi bhakta janaha. Wherever devotees are glorifying Krishna, Lakshmi Devi will not go away from there, because she knows Krishna is there listening to the glorification. So that is the reason why teshveshwa vasadi stireiva daida prastavadatta adaraha. That very carefully Lakshmi Devi always follows her husband. And here also, Lakshmi Devi has done exactly the same thing. She has followed Krishna to Vrindavan. And when Krishna is there in Vrindavan, Lakshmi Devi knew that everything should be plenty. There should be everything. They don't have to feel any shortage of anything. That was Lakshmi Devi's attitude. And because of that, everyone else was feeling happiness in Vrindavan. And the gopis are saying here that they are in total distress because they have lost Krishna. Daida drishyadam dikshudavaga tvaidradasavastvam vijinvadeem. That in searching for Krishna, now we are wandering in this forest. What is our position here? We have left home. They will not accept us back now if we go back. We could have as well stayed at home doing our normal business. But we have left home for your sake, and we have come here to the forest. And because we have left home, all that happiness of home also has gone for us. We haven't got anything else to go back to. They are not going to accept us. And what reception we will get when we get back home, we don't know. They haven't even thought about that. They were saying to Krishna that this is what we have given up to come to you. And now that you have abandoned us in the middle of this night, in this forest, and you have disappeared, and we are wandering around in this forest without any direction, without no proper goal, and we don't know what we are doing. And that was their distress was so extreme in their heart. She expressed this in this first verse. Sharaduda Shaye Sadhu Jadasal Sarasi Jodhara Shri Mushadrisha Suradanatha De Ashulka Dasiga Varadaniknadho Neha Kimbadaha Sharaduda Shaye Sadhu Jadasal Sarasi Jodhara Shri Mushadrisha. Then another gopi was mentioning this. That Sharadudashaye Sadhu Jadasal. Then in the Sharalkalam. Sharalkalam means the autumn season. After the rainy season. During the autumn season, the lakes and the rivers, everything gets flooded with water. But at the same time, because the rains have stopped, the water becomes very clear. And the dirt and everything settles down in the lakes and the tanks everywhere. And because it is like that, normally at that season, generally the lotus flowers and the lilies, they come up in the water very clearly. And during the sunshine, in the morning when the sun comes out, the lotus flowers opens up. And when they opens up in the lakes and everywhere, you will find the sunshine hits the lotus flowers. And when they are open, the reddish and the white color mixed together inside the lotus, they look brilliant. And people really love to see that the sunshine affecting that lotus flower, and it looks so beautiful at that time. Sharaduda Shaye Sadhu Jadasal Sarasi Jodhara Shri Mushadrisha Suryatanatha De Shulka Dasiga Varadanikmadho Neha Kimvathaha. Gopis are saying, Sharaduda Shaye Sadhu Jadasal. Krishna has done one thing. What was that? This was the gopis' greatest concern from the beginning. That on the day Krishna appeared in this world, they have looked at Krishna, and the first thing they caught their attention was Krishna's eyes. We spoke about this in the earlier. That Krishna's eyes were so attractive to the gopis. They will always compare Krishna's eyes to something else. Something else, either to the lotus flower or to the moon or to something else, to beautiful things. Sharadu dashaye sadhu jadasal sarasi jodara shri mushadrisha. That in the autumn season, when the lotus flower was looking like this, when these people started looking at Krishna's eyes, they did not want to look into the lotus flower anymore. Because of its beauty was such that they started seeing Krishna's eyes were more beautiful than those lotus flowers in the lakes and in the tanks. Sharadu dashaye sadhu jadasal sarasi jodara shri mushadrisha. That Krishna has done something else also. That it is with these eyes, the gopis were saying to Krishna, it is with these eyes that what Krishna has done before, Mahalakshmi has taken shelter in one of the lotus flowers in Manasa Saras. That is where Mahalakshmi was living. So once it so happened that Krishna saw Mahalakshmi, and Krishna pulled Mahalakshmi from there with his eyesight, with his vision. In other words, when Mahalakshmi saw Krishna's eyes, Mahalakshmi forgot herself and fell for it. That is Krishna's beauty. Beautiful eyes, Krishna's beautiful eyes is mentioned like this in the Bhagavatam throughout. Vilavangalam, in almost about 2/3 of Karnamritam, talks about Krishna's eyes. And Srimad Bhagavatam, as well as in many other literature, you will find Krishna's eyes glorified all the time. That why? Because this Tamalbudam Balagam Ambujekshanam Chadurbujam Shangagadayudhayudam Srivalsalakshmam Galashobigaustubam Pidambaram Sandrapayo Dasaubhagam. When Krishna appeared in this world first time, what was the thing that caught the attention of Devaki Devi and Vasudev? It was the eyes of Krishna. That is why Sri Shukan says there, Tamal Budam, what a wonderful thing, he says. So wonderful, what? Ambujam Balagam Tamal Budam Balagam Ambujekshanam. that lotus eyes of Krishna. That is the first thing caught the attention of Sukadeva Goswami also. So, Balagamambu Jayakshanam, everything else comes later. So, from the day of appearance itself, this has started, this attraction for Krishna's eyes. And when the gopis came to see Krishna, this is what first thing they have seen, that eyes of Krishna. And they have not taken their eyes away from Krishna's eyes after that. Every one of them has fallen into those eyes. And the same thing Krishna has done to Mahalakshmi also. Mahalakshmi saw Krishna's eyes and after that has never again thought about anything else, who should be the husband. And Mahalakshmi accepted Krishna because of this beautiful eyes of Krishna. That has captivated Mahalakshmi also. So, Bhagavatam is saying, Sharadudashaye sadhu jadasal sarasi jodara shri musha adrisha suradanathade shulka ashulka dasiga varadanikmadho nehakimvatha. Gopis were saying to Krishna that we have come to you, we are ashulka dasiga. Ashulka dasiga means we are not your, even you are not paying us anything. In other words, devotion actually means that if you do not accept anything from Krishna and you are serving Krishna, that is devotion. Otherwise, it is not devotion. Suradanathane ashulka dasiga varadanikmadho neha kim vadaham. That Krishna, the words spoken here is that gopis are trying to point out this fact that you have so many people who are serving you in this world. But we did not come to you asking for anything. We didn't want anything from you. We simply wanted to serve you. And that is their mood all the time. Ashulka dasigaha. No salary, nothing. That is what they said. Sharadudashaye sadhu jadasal sarasijodara shrimushadrisha suradanathade ashulka dasiga varadanikmathone hakim vadaha. When we are serving you with this consciousness, that without any desiring in return from you, why you are killing us like this? That is a little bit heavy word to use about Krishna, isn't it? Gopis are saying to Krishna, varadaniknatho neha kim vadaha, that they were actually accusing Krishna that you have murdered us, you have killed us. So, this when these words came out from Gopi's mouth, Krishna is listening to that and Krishna is feeling it also. It's not that Krishna wasn't feeling anything. Krishna is feeling very strongly about what Gopi, the strong language the Gopis have used. Who else can use this again to Krishna like this? Who else can speak like this? That's also you have to think about. In fact, Suradanathade ashulka dasigaha varadanignado nehakim vadaham. That they have killed us like this. You have virtually killed us but Krishna says, I haven't used any weapon to kill anybody. In fact, looking back into the history in the last 11 years, Krishna has not used any weapon in killing anyone. When Putana, there was no weapon at all. Whether it was Shakadasura, Trinavarta, or Valsasura, Bhagasura, there is nowhere, anywhere, any weapon Krishna has used to kill any of the demons. So, Gopi's accusation is that, why have you killed us like this? So Krishna is thinking that what weapon have I used to kill them? And the weapon Krishna, the Gopis were referring to was these eyes, Krishna's eyes. Because it was with these eyes that Krishna has killed them. That eyes that has caught their attention and now they are unable to give up the attachment to Krishna because of the beauty of those eyes. Sharadudashaye sadhu jadasal sarasijodara shrimushadrisha suradanathade ashulkadasiga varadanikmadho neha kimvathaha. That you have killed us with your eyes and now we are almost dead. But on the other hand, we are unable to do anything because we have handed over our life in your hands. You are controlling us and we are unable to do. Even if we want to give up this life, we can't do anything about it. Gopis were saying like this. Strictly speaking, that is the position of every living entity in this world. We all have some reason why Krishna has sent us here. And till that business is over, Krishna is going to keep us here. And simply by saying, giving up the life and going away and doing something, it is not going to come to an end. Krishna decides that how long we should be here and what business Krishna has intended to engage us in doing, whatever that is, that will has to be done. So that is the message that the gopis were saying to Krishna, that you have taken our life away, but I am still here. I am unable to do anything. You are not even able to give up their life. The gopis were mentioning this to Krishna. Sharadu dashaye sadhu jadasal sarasi jodara shrimusha drasha suradhanatha de ashulka dasiga. Suradhanatha means that Krishna has shown his desire to play with the gopis. Did he speak to them in that way? No, he never spoke to them that way. But gopis have detected that from Krishna's eyes. That is what the gopis are saying. Gopis detected that desire in Krishna's eyes to play with them. And therefore, they are addressing here, Suradhanatha de ashulka dasiga varadanikmadho neha kimbadaham. You are given so many varadam. Varada means one who gives the benedictions or blessings. You have done that. You have given to us that. Because earlier, we have, in the Krishna, they were referring back to the time when they were bathing in the river, when Krishna came and stole their clothes. That day, when they prayed to Kartikeyani Devi, Goddess Kartikeyani has spoken to Krishna. And Krishna has agreed to accept them. And at the same time, Krishna told them that in the next autumn season, in the Sharalkalam, in the full moon day, you will get an opportunity to enjoy with me. That is what Krishna has given them, that promise. And that is the benediction Krishna has given to them. So they know that Krishna was capable of giving the benediction. Varadanignato neha kimbathaha. You have given us this benediction, and then why you are killing us in this way? The second gopi raised this question to Krishna. Sharadudashaye sadhu jadasal sarasi jodara shrimushadrisha suradanatha te ashulkadasiga varadanignato neha kimvathaha. Then it was then vishajalapyayal vyalarakshasal varshamarudal vaidyudanalal vishamayatmajal vishvadobhayal rishabhadevayam rakshidamuhum. That gopis wanted to remember everything what has happened in the past. In all previous instances, Krishna has actually protected them. Krishna never gave any trouble for them. But now, after doing all these things, what is mentioned in this verse, Vishajalapyayal Vyalarakshasal. Vishajalapyayal, that means when when Krishna wanted to kill Kaliya that day, all the cowherd men, gopas and the gopis also came to Kalindi River. And at one point, they all felt that Krishna was going to be finished by Kaliya. Because Kaliya has put his body around him, tightened him so strongly that the gopis were standing on the riverbank and they were crying. Yashoda Devi was crying, Srimati Radharani was crying, everybody was crying. All the gopis were crying at that time. And the cowherd boys also. And they almost came to conclusion that Krishna will never come back again. This was the last time they will see Krishna. And by now, Krishna has been their darling. They have seen Krishna so long and so attached to them that they started feeling that separation and the fear that will they be separated from Krishna forever. When these thoughts came, they decided to jump into Kalindi River and do whatever necessary to get Krishna out from Kaliya. Who protected them at that time? It was Lord Balaram who did that. Lord Balaram at that time expanded. And for every gopi and every cowherd boy, Balaram expanded himself and started stopped them from jumping into the water. That is how Balaram protected them. We have to remember that today because it's Balaram's appearance day. What a role Balaram has played in that pastime while Kaliya is his own brother. And at the same time, another brother is giving him trouble. So, Balaram had to show that this was necessary because of Kaliya's activities. he decided to get it done through Krishna, and Krishna was doing this, and Balaram was protected all the gopis, because Balaram guaranteed them that Krishna will come out from that successfully after subduing Kaliya. So because it was spoken by Balaram like that, all the gopis felt consoled and they stood on the riverbank watching Krishna dancing on top of Kaliya. And that day, from Kaliya's powerful poison, who protected the gopis? Krishna has protected them. That is why they were saying, Vishajalapyayal, then Vyala Rakshasas means that powerful demon Akhasura. Akhasura is then Vyalam. That on that day, when the cowherd boys went with Krishna inside, who protected them from that demon? That was Krishna. Krishna protected them from that. So otherwise Akhasura could have closed the mouth, and once for all, the gopis would have lost all their children. That means it is as good as murder, killing them. So the gopis were saying that in that instance also, we were protected by you from Akhasura. So, Karam Kaliya, you have Vishajalapyayal Vyala Rakshasal Varshamaruda Alvaidyudanalal Vishamayal Majal Vishwado Bhayal Rishabhadevayam Rakshidamuhum. Then what else has Krishna done? That Vishamayal Majal Vishwado Bhayal Rishabhadevayam Rakshidamuhum Vishajalapyayal Vyala Rakshasal. Then Varshamarudal Vaidyudanalal. Then when the day Indra decided to teach them a lesson, when Indra decided to give a lot of trouble to the Brajavasis, that day the gopis said that everything is finished. Indra started showering such heavy rains on them, thunder, lightning, and heavy strong winds and torrents of rain. Stuna Stula Varshadhara, Bhagavadam says like that. That every drop was like a pillar coming from the sky. So such powerful rain and water that tried to flood the place and destroy the cowherd boys and the gopis. And who protected them? Krishna has protected them. And the gopis are reminding that. Vishajalapyayal Vyalarashasal Varshamarudal Vaidyudanalal. And the strong winds and the thunder and lightning, Krishna has protected them. Vrishamayal Majal Vishwadobhayal Vrishabadevayam Rakshidamuhum. And Vrishasura's son, that is Valsasura, who has protected them. And similarly, Mayasura's son, which is Vyomasura. So all these asuras, from them all, Krishna has protected them. And Vrishamayal Majal Vishwadobhayal Vrishabadevayam Rakshidamuhum. So another gopi mentioned this to Krishna, that how kind you were, that you were able to protect us from all such great disasters, great calamities. You have saved us from all that. And why you have left us in this situation today? This was the question the gopis have asked. This gopi has asked Krishna. So one after the other, all these different gopis were referring to their own distress to Krishna. And Krishna was also feeling it in his own heart that the gopis' distress were coming out in this way. Nakhalu gopi ganandano bhavan akhila dehinam andaralmadrat vikhana sartido vishwaguptaye sakhamudeyivan satvadam kule. Another gopi who was hurt more than anybody else, she said, you are not one of us. Nakhalu gopi ganandano bhavan. You are not born from any of the gopis here, because you don't belong to our community. That's what they said to Krishna. That if you were born among one of us, you would have been careful. You would have been careful and you would have been attached to us, that you won't abandon us like this. Normally, everyone in this world is attached to their own community and their own society, wherever they are born or wherever they are grown up. So this attachment is always there in this world. And actually they were always proud about it also. So gopis were saying to Krishna, Nakhalu gopi ganandano bhavan. You do not belong to us. Actually, this whole statement from gopis is so precise, because in our human nature is always to identify with something and to think that we are part of this, we are part of this community, we are part of this country, we are part of this family, we are part of this, that and the other. This identification has come, why? Due to our own strong conditioning of the identification with the body. When we have no spiritual realization, it gets worse. It gets so bad that such an extent that you identify with anything and everything then. It's not too bad if you identify with your country or place of birth. That's normal in this world. But then identification goes to such extremes sometimes that it ends up in serious problems. But the gopis are saying to Krishna, Nakhalu gopika nandano bhavan. You are not born from any of the gopis. You are not Yashodamai's son. You are not Nandamaharaj's son. You are not any one of us. That is very clear, they said to him. And Krishna is hearing, Nakhalu gopika nandano bhavan. Nakhila dehinam andaral madrak. Gopis are saying that this is another interesting thing. That Krishna is saying that gopis are saying that when you are considered to be Andaralma means the super soul of everybody. That is what people say about the supreme personality of Godhead. But you are not that, because if you were there, then you should have known our problems also, what's happening inside. But you don't have any feeling like that, so you're not our super soul either. Nakhalu gopika nandano bhavan. Nahila dehinam andaral madrak. Vikhana sartido vishwaguptaye sakhamudei vansatvadam kulem. That sometimes people say that you have come to this world based on Lord Brahma's prayers. Brahma has prayed to you to come and relieve the distress of everybody, sages and the devotees and pious people. In order to protect them, you have descended based on Brahma's prayers. But if it is like that, that also shows that you are not showing any kind of consideration for us, which shows that you are not that either. Actually, Krishna's appearance is concerned. It's a very difficult topic to discuss, because Krishna is concerned. Nobody knows who is Krishna, who is Krishna's father, Krishna's mother. One who has no birth, one who has, we in our material world, normally when we refer to, we say so-and-so's father, so-and-so's mother, like that. But this personality, who is his mother? If you look at it in the Shastram, you will find that strictly there is no clear evidence to anything. Who is Krishna's father? There is no Krishna's father. The whole appearance is such that it is so complicated that on the first Krishna decided, before Krishna came here, take for example Brahma and Bhumi Devi went to Lord Shiva and they all together went to the ocean of milk. And Shvetadvipam, that is where they pray to Vishnu to protect them from this demon Kamsa and all the other burden of the earth. So when they are praying to Mahavishnu, Mahavishnu decided to perform Mahavrushanyasam and to take the help from Krishna. Now he lives in Vaikuntham, and Vaikuntham also, Vaikuntha planet, and that is where Golokam, these are the places where Mahavishnu and Krishna resides. So this Vaikuntha's characteristics, if you look, what is the difference between Vaikuntham and this planet? Sometimes it's interesting to think about it. There are few things apparently that are absent in Vaikuntham. What are they? One is court. There is no courts, law courts in Vaikuntham. There is no hospitals in Vaikuntham. And there is no municipality or corporation in Vaikuntham. If you see these three things, many devotees say that these are the three things that separates Vaikuntham from here. Because these three things basically create, it's a symptom of distress in the society. The bigger the hospitals they build, the bigger the facilities they create, it's an indication the society is very, very sick. That is why you need that. And Vaikuntham, if you go, if ever we get there one day, you will find, don't look for hospitals there. It will not be there. There is no NHS in Vaikuntham. So in order to stress this point, that in Vaikuntham is separate from us in that way. That why is that courts? Because nobody is fighting each other. Why is this court necessary in this world? Because of the arguments and quarrels that builds up. And when it comes to extreme, you will need district courts, high courts, supreme courts, this court, that court, and it gives a lot of people unemployment on this because there is so much disagreement between the parties involved. In addition to that, also because they want to protect their own wealth, therefore all these arrangements have been made. But Vaikuntham is different from us in that way, because we cannot imagine how Vaikuntham could be. Because we are used to these conditions here. So we are always thinking that maybe the situation in Vaikuntham, maybe the police will be act very fast than here, or the courts will take quick decisions. But no, that because there is no disagreement between the inhabitants of Vaikuntham, and because they are not arguing and competing each other, there is no question of jealousy or envy each other, and does not end up into the court also. So courts are not there, hospitals are not there. Now why municipality and corporation? That's the next question. So the reason for that is this garbage collection, what the municipality does. If you look very carefully, this is one of the major operations in most of the advanced countries, this garbage collection. First of all, they create so much garbage. And in order to remove that garbage, they create much more garbage. So these garbage trucks are running around all over. You can see that early hours in the morning when you are chanting Hare Krishna, they are driving around these huge trucks collecting the garbage everywhere. So this garbage business is the main service that this corporation is offering you. And this service, if we can do away with it, why do we need this municipality and corporations? We don't need them. And such heavy council taxes they charge for this. So you can see that how these different things what we have cultivated here in order to maintain this material world going happily in Vaikuntham, they don't exist. So that makes the big difference in Vaikuntham. So this Vaikuntham planets, which is the place where one do not come back, nasa punaravartade, when one goes there, one does not come back again from there, from the Vaikuntham planets. That is the place where the ultimate Radvishno Paramam Padam, the ultimate destination of all the devotees, they look forward to go to Vaikuntham. Or those who are serving Krishna, they want to go back to Krishna, to see Krishna there. So in this way, Brahma and Lord Shiva and Bhumidevi and other demigods, they were all together praying to Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu performed what is known as Mahapurusha Nyasam so that they could transmit the message to the Supreme Personality, Krishna. So Brahma and Shiva and others, they were not aware of Krishna's abode. They haven't been there. But this particular opportunity came there. I'm talking about this just to show that how important is Krishna's appearance in this world. That Krishna's presence in this world and this particular appearance of Krishna, nakalugo biga nandano bhavan akila dehi namandaralmadrik vikhana sartido vishwaguptaye sakhamudeivan satvadam kule means among the Vaishnavas or among the devotees. That is where Krishna appears. But when Krishna appears, people misunderstand in different ways. Somebody says Krishna was born in our family, or Krishna was born in such and such a place. Actually, he has neither birth nor any identification with anything. This identification we give it in order to facilitate our own convenience. We give this identification to Krishna. But strictly speaking, from the Shastric point of view, nakhalu dehina mandaralmadrik vikhana sarti do vishwaguptaye sakhamude ivan satvadam kule. That when Brahma prayed that to Brahma didn't know how to approach Krishna. So it was Mahavishnu who gave this knowledge to Brahma to approach Krishna through Mahapurusha Nyasam process, and they managed to get in touch with Krishna. So when they arrived in the Golokam through the Viraja River, before they went there, Brahma could not go there. The Mahapurusha Nyasam was performed, but he could not go to Golokam to get there. But at that point in time, Garga Bhagavatam says there then the message that was sent by from here, the answer came from there, asking them to come there, to Brahma, Shiva and Bhumidevi, to Golokam. So when they wanted to go there, they traveled, they had to get out from this Brahmandam, or this universe. So when the question was raised from Goloka, that how they could come travel from here to Golokam, they did not know the route. And then they asked the answer, Chandrayana, and questioned Brahma, that which Brahmandam that they are arriving. Only then Brahma came to realize that there were many other Brahmandams like, or universes like this. And then Mahavishnu's help, that when Vamanamurti came, through his toe, when he measured the earthly planet, when the toe touched the shell of the universe, it broke up, and the Karanarnava Jalam, the water from the Karana ocean, that came into this world. And it is that water through which Brahma and Shiva all travel to Golokam. They travel to Golokam. And it is in Golokam that Brahma and Shiva have seen some wonderful scenes, which mentions in the Garga Bhagavatam. When they arrived there, what they saw was there, Srimati Radharani and Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, they were sitting in the middle in a throne, being served by so many great personalities. And one after the other, all the major incarnations were coming and absorbing themselves into Krishna's and Krishna's lotus feet. First time they saw Lord Narasimha coming and moving into Krishna's lotus feet and getting absorbed there. And secondly, they saw Lord Ramachandra, Sita Devi and all the other army of monkeys, everyone coming all together in a group and absorbs in Krishna's lotus feet. And then they saw Naranarayana Rishi, the great sages, Krishna's expansions, they coming and absorbing in Krishna's lotus feet. It was this scene in Goloka that made Gargamuni to mention that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In very detail he explains there that different incarnations, especially the complete incarnations, for example, Narasimha Murthy, Lord Ramachandra, these are complete incarnations of Krishna. Parashuram is not. Parashuram is also a Avesha Avataram. In other words, it is actually a Krishna's, one of the powerful potencies of Krishna has influenced Parashuram. So Parashuram does not belong to that group. But actually it is Narasimhamurti and Lord Ramachandra and these powerful incarnations coming and absorbing in Krishna's lotus feet. So it was then that Gargamuni has mentioned this in the Garga Bhagavatam, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahma and Shiva, they became aware of that, that this appearance of Krishna, that appear Krishna's is the source of all the other incarnations. Everything comes from Krishna. All the 10 major incarnations, if you look, they also found Malsyavataram, in that fish incarnation, how that was coming and absorbing in Krishna. Kurmavataram, the tortoise, all these things have come from Krishna and they have all gone back to Krishna. All this was seen by Brahma and Shiva when they were in Goloka. They understood that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, this realization that they received from this visit is what is mentioned here. that Nakhalu Gopika Nandano Bhavan Akhila Dehina Mandaral Madrik Vikhana Sartido Vishwaguptaye Sakamudeyuan Satvadam Kule. So, where is Krishna's birth? There is no question of taking birth for Krishna. Krishna doesn't take birth. But conditioned souls like us, we, in order to make a relationship with Krishna, we say that Krishna has appeared from Devaki Devi. Krishna has appeared as the son of Vasudev. One devotee once asked Krishna, has anybody had two father and two mothers? He was referring to, has anyone else in the past had two father and two mother? Somebody says it is Yashoda Devi is Krishna's mother. Somebody says Nanda Maharaj is Krishna's father. Someone says it's Vasudev is Krishna's father and Devaki Devi is Krishna's mother. But actually Krishna is the father of everyone. Everyone is Krishna's children. Nobody is Krishna's father. But in the material world, in our transcendental different activities, Krishna appears as though he has come, because we only understand that kind of birth coming from the womb of a mother. Even if you take Krishna's appearance from Devaki Devi, first who went there, Balaram went there, And Balaram, when they are on the seventh month, Krishna says, move him from there to Rohini Devi's womb. And as soon as he moved in, when the womb got emptied, Krishna moves in there straight away. It is only a gap of few days. So it doesn't follow any of the rules of this world. And then later on, Krishna says to Yogamaya, that you take birth there and then tells Vasudeva, you bring him from there, I'll go into Yashodamaya's womb. Like this, all swapping and changing has happened. So who is Krishna's father? Who is Krishna's mother? Nakhil gobiga nandhano bhavan akhila dehi naam andaralmadrak vikana sartido vishwaguptaye sakhamudeyivan satvadam kulem. So Krishna appears still for our understanding, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is beyond our understanding. If we do not have Janmashtami, how will we relate with Krishna? Therefore we have Janmashtami. It is for our benefit Janmashtami is celebrated, not for Krishna's benefit. Krishna doesn't need, because why? What birthday for Krishna? What marriage for Krishna? This is all we have created for our relationship with Krishna. Krishna has kindly allowed us to celebrate Janmashtami. So I'll stop there, and we'll, next Sunday we won't have Srimad Bhagavatam class because of Janmashtami. But after that, we will come back to Gaudiya Geetam again. It's now 7:45. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.